Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at RedingRancheria.com.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds December 19th at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements Lounge. Join me along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalen on bass, Mike Costa on drums, and Lou White on sax, flute, and clarinet. Enjoy an evening with your favorite Christmas music along with jazz classics. That's 6 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. For reservations, call 243-3377.
This is Colin DeBott, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Redding community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town, doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR,
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly Talk Radio review, a roundup of some of the thoughts that important Talk Radio personalities have regarding the lists that are provided to us each week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is here for the DC Radio Company. Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Rich McFadden from Radio America joining us as well. As we look at nine of the 10 items here. I don't know that I think number 10 is the UAW scandal. That is the, have you heard about this? I don't know how many of you have car plants in your districts, but the fact that, Chrysler sort of pushed General Motors to be first in the negotiations.
Well, Doug, it's Fiat Chrysler now, and I don't think bribery is illegal in Italy, is it? So they can do this. Like,
yes, they can do it. Right. Yeah,
well,
that's it.
This is really good. I mean, GM sued Fiat Chrysler Wednesday. And GM says it bribed the UAW officials in contract negotations to get a leg up on GM over
Chrysler,
the last
not
10
General,
years.
Not General Motors. Yeah, it was Chrysler.
GM sued Fiat Chrysler. And then just hours later, the UAW's president resigned as the UAW was trying to boot him out. Now, there's some great detail here. The Fiat Chrysler and union leaders were siphoning off millions of dollars, allegedly, some of which was meant for a training center, to pay for Rolex watches, personal travel, and meals. One guy at Fiat Chrysler, with a great name, a wonderful Italian name called
Iacobelli.
There's a rule that people with Iacobelli last names can do whatever they want, I think.
Well, apparently he did, because he approved $1.2 million in spending to buy a $350,000 Ferrari and pay for renovations at his home in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Oh, sweet. All right, so here's another one.
Like it sounds like monkey business as usual with the unions, although he did overpay for the Ferrari.
No, he's a Chrysler.
$100,000, yeah.
This guy's a Chrysler.
Yeah.
Okay,
now, I
want
to lay something else on you, all of you, because this sounds to me, I have been told, don't know, it's like a lot of other things you get told, I have inside sources that say that Wayne LaPierre at the National Rifle Association is guilty of a lot of the same things. You'll recall that earlier in the year he had a fight with Oliver North, and North apparently had the goods on him with regard to inappropriate spending. They presented it different ways because they disagreed on policy, supposedly. But apparently, LaPierre has so much power, yields so much influence there, that he can do pretty much as it's like he's a god. It's like there's like nothing can touch this guy. Now, I don't know if these accusations are true or not, but it really peaked. I wouldn't have talked about it except what you just said about the people in the UAW sort of piqued my, went back to my mind and said, oh, yeah, there's a story about Wayne LaPierre floating around. But, you know, these people that get into, the point is, people that get into power, in whether it's these organizations like unions that are so corrupted and corruptible, or organizations like the NRA that are so untouchable for whatever the reason, people that are in charge can do pretty much whatever they want. And
that's wonders, a really good point.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, Doug, yeah. No, Doug, it's a great point. Look, Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, that's also in your top ten as well. That's about bribery and corruption as well, right?
Right. Well, he's a Trump clone, apparently. That's what some are saying. And then there's Boris Johnson. When is he going to get indicted, Victoria? He would be next, right? Isn't he corrupt?
Well, he allegedly has a friend, and maybe more than one friend, an American lady with whom he had deals and siphoned business to her, let's put it that way.
We're talking about Boris, not Netanyahu, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. Okay, so there you have it. Jennifer, you got any good scandals that you want to bring us up to date on? We've got to have some good scandals.
Let's talk about Hunter Biden, should we? I mean, that's
sure.
Jeffrey Epstein, that's a good scandal.
Yeah. All right, number
Jeffrey
four this week.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, Epstein. Prince Andrew. What a clown. Is he that? Nobody ever thought he was that smart anyway, but apparently he's just dumb. Can he be that dull?
I think he thought he could escape it, and all it took were a couple of questions to press him, and he made a fool of himself in that interview. The Queen has told him, you're relieved, honey. You can go do what you need to do because he's not going to be doing royal duty, but now he's going to have to talk to the FBI because he had a meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell, who was the groomer for Jeffrey Epstein, back in June. So a lot of questions to be answered. And those guards that were charged this past week for negligence, basically, and falsifying records, they're also now saying that they're ready to speak out and tell their stories. So it should be interesting. The story's
ready
not over
sing.
Yet.
Can they sing in the key of C? Singing guards.
Check it out.
He was fired on Wednesday by the Queen.
Yeah.
He was
of course.
Fired. And of duty. He not only had his duties removed, which is unprecedented, he had his money removed. He had his yearly stipend removed by the Queen. And
so
the Queen was in consultation.
He's going to get a job in Harrods or something? What's he going to do?
Well, it's going to be interesting for him. He also had, she also was in consultation with Prince Charles over this the night before, which is also interesting. And Prince Charles has wanted Andrew booted for years because of the Epstein scandal. No, because of the Epstein scandal. Oh. He has felt for 4 or 5 years that this was damaging to the royal family.
But do they get along? Is the question, like the kids.
Do they get along? I don't think they get along that well. Andrew is not well liked. Andrew is difficult to get along with. He's not well liked generally. He's not even liked as a patron of his charity.
Arrogant dummy. He's a dummy.
It's not so much that he's a dummy. He is arrogant.
Mommy, I told you I was a good boy. Do you think that Charles was like kissing up to the Queen saying,
no,
I always knew he was no good.
Charles was looking out for the future of the firm, as they call themselves.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, family business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so that's, and by the way, Epstein is still dead, I think, right? Sheets still got stains
maybe.
And stuff on.
Who knows?
And those, the guards, what are they going to do with the guards? They're under indictment.
They're going to talk. They want to tell their story.
Guards are in trouble.
Yes, they are. Okay, so let's go back to the list here a little bit. Number nine, the Mexicans who have sued Walmart. I don't know, I shouldn't probably chuckle about this, but it seems rather strange. Whenever I see anybody from Mexico taking exception to things that we do here, it sort of gives me pause to think, are they really that out of touch? But this is... So, I mean, the system allows them to do this. What's the outcome, though, will be the question. The outcome of this suit Everybody familiar with the circumstances, Jennifer?
Well,
no.
I mean, well, I'll just say that the lawsuit just says they're suing because Walmart didn't take reasonable, necessary measures to protect its customers. What kind of measures? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind?
Need
do
a machine gun at the door of the Walmart. That's what you need. Keep the bad guys out.
On the roof with snipers.
So if that's the case, you can sue any store for not protecting its customers if something bad happens inside the store, right?
Of course you can, but the question is, can you sue successfully?
Ah, there's the question, and there's the rub. All right, number eight, health care reform, all kinds of things, immigration reform. What is going on with the wall? Anybody know what the latest status is? Nobody talks about the wall anymore, right? Is it getting funded? Is it money coming out of the Pentagon budget? Wasn't there some lawsuit to keep the money from coming from some source that Trump wanted to use?
Well, you have a number of attorneys general around the country, and even ours here in Delaware, I guess because she's a Democrat, who have been suing over the wall, even if it doesn't affect them. I think what's notable that's being missed here is that ever since Trump had that head-to-head dust-up with Mexico, they're actually abiding by cracking down on illegal immigration, and illegal immigration is down about 39% right now.
Because Mexico's actually doing their job and not just letting people kind of flow in.
All right, so is that why the conversation has stopped?
No, I think it's still ongoing. The money has been allocated, so it's still allocated from the Pentagon. But I think there were some lawsuits trying to take that away. So there's probably a lot of court cases going on. But I know in San Diego, for instance, they're rebuilding a lot of pieces of wall that were crumbling, and that's kind of what they're working on right now in California.
The wall is crumbling. All right, film at 11. That's Ed. Just is, you know, when I think about the wall, Victoria, I think about that wall. Remember we walked when we were in Belfast in April, and we walked that wall. Every time I think about our wall here, I think about what we saw. Victoria and I and a few other talk radio folks took a trip to Ireland in April, and we walked the wall that now is more in the focus because of what's going on with Brexit. But I remember on one side. It seemed like there was promise, and it seemed like there was a lot of positivity. And then you look on the other side of the wall, we will never forget. The stuff that kind of comes when you build a wall. You think that it would be better in Belfast if there was no wall at all, or is that an example? Remember what happened when the wall came down at the Brandenburg Gate in Germany, in Berlin.
I think it would be better if there was no wall. There were very different messages written on that wall because there were also people who were talking about love and unity and peace, and then there were the "we will never forget." So there were very different messages.
Yeah, they were.
You know,
prosperous on the other side too. That was pretty obvious when you look around. This is the Talk Radio Review. We've got a focus now. This is something to review. How are you sleeping? Getting into fall, and it's getting into the Christmas season, lots of parties, people not getting as much rest. So when you do get your rest, you got to make sure it's quality. 30% off using the DJV code. So get 30% off the towels, 50% off some of the pillows, 60% off some of the other goods. Check it all out. Save lots of money. Get great gifts for Christmas at these amazing prices. DJV code at MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Shasta Regional Medical Center and Foundation's 34th annual Turkey Trot is Thanksgiving Day, November 28th. There's a 2-mile fun run and walk for the entire family, the 6-mile timed race for the more serious runner, or the diesel horse dash for the kids. Start your Thanksgiving Day morning with Reading's longest family tradition. Register now at ShastaRegional.com. Packet pickup and late registration will be held November 25th, 26th, and 27th at Shasta Regional Medical Center's main lobby from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Register now at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have 2 years Jones here along with lifer Rick. Victoria Jones. We just talked about how long some of us have lasted at various radio stations. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company in the District of Columbia. Rick Jensen, WDEL, in the District of Wilmington, Delaware. Here on the air, I'm Doug Steffen. The stories we're going through are the ones that are charted by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. They review talk radio programs, hosts, and stations that are doing the news talk thing. Number 7, a focus on our economy. It seems that the naysayers don't have it at the moment, as much as people are trying to see if they can denigrate the situation so it looks bad for Trump. This is one area. Whether he's really responsible for it or not, that may be the argument. He'll take credit for it, which is what every president does if the economy is good. But you see them running away from if the economy is bad. Oops, not my fault. I didn't do it. It was him.
Hey, I have a question for the panel here. What do you think the over-under is on this bill sponsored by two Republicans that says if you don't pass a bill in April for the budget, if you don't pass the spending bill in April, you don't get paid as a congressperson?
Good! Hooray!
Yeah, right?
Ha, let's ha, ha.
Yeah. That's true, but I'm wondering, okay, what's the over-under? And I'm thinking maybe those two would be the only ones to vote for it.
Isn't there this week there was a budget extension deal? Most people don't realize
yes,
because of all the nonsense.
Yes.
I don't think they've been talked about very much this week, has it? With all the nonsense regarding impeachment, taking all the oxygen out of the rooms. So this is something that's important because it shows how these people, this is the focus that we don't have. And I say this to a lot of my brethren who spend so much time talking about this impeachment. We're not talking about the real workings. The wheels are coming off, and nobody's talking about the wheels coming off. The people in Congress are not doing their damn job. They're not passing. There hasn't been a budget for how long? Since
but,
what?
But they,
Clinton
but they
was,
did do something. This was very difficult to negotiate. I know I'm defending, you know, the indefensible, but it was very difficult to negotiate this. They were able to negotiate it. Yes, it's short term, but that was hard enough. And Trump signed it, and it wasn't at all clear that he would, and he did. So it's done. Yes, it's short term. No, we don't know if the next one's going to get done. But yes, the lights are on.
Yeah, such nonsense. Here, all these people are getting all this money, and they don't do their job. One of the things with the impeachment hearing is that when it goes to the Senate, all those senators who are out on the road running, let's see, Warren, Kamala Harris, Old Man Winter in Vermont. Let's see, who else? How many other? Are there any other senators? That's those three, right? Those people are going to have to go. They have to, when this the hearings get to the Senate, they have to be there. They can't be on the road. It is required that they be there. So they'll have to put their campaigns on hold. Thus cometh Michael Bloomberg into the vacuum. These people can't be there, can't be running, and Michael Bloomberg runs in, says, "Here I am! Vote for me!" What do we think of that scenario, Victoria?
Well, you know, I'm not sure that he's going to gain that much momentum.
I know, you keep saying that. I think he is going to gain a lot of momentum.
I think Deval Patrick's going to be more attractive.
Oh, for God's sakes. Nobody even knows who he is. He was a terrible governor in Massachusetts. Why would anybody pay any attention to Deval Patrick? Please.
That's true. But look at Mayor Pete Buttigieg's numbers. 25% right now in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And Iowa, for crying out loud. You got the Iowa caucus coming up, and he's nailing it.
New
in,
ideas.
There as well.
Yeah, new faces, yeah, new ideas. People want that. 28 after on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
A Cascade favorite holiday tradition, Thomasine's of Celtic Christmas, returns to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, December 21st, filled with Celtic singing, music, dancing, and stories. It's a night of joy, laughter, and the giving spirit of the season that is great for the whole family. Get tickets today at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's time for us to continue the review of the hot hits in talk radio. Charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find these stories and the people list every single week. Talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. They're listening and we're learning about what's going on. We've had over the years a tradition. This program has actually been on the air for almost as long as Talkers has been in existence, 26, 27 years of talking about what people are talking about. Pretty cool, huh? We had this idea of doing... this is an idea. I give Casey credit for this, because when the music countdown started in the early 70s, this became a big weekend deal. So when we all started our the glorification of talk back in the 80s, and I started my national program in October of 88, and Michael Harrison started Talkers Magazine in 89. So this has been on, we started this program in 1990, 91, somewhere in there. And each week we've had an overview of the stories that are important. And interesting, when you go back over the lists, how common, depending, it's like a cycle. I guess you could expect that. Maybe we have that in our lives. How common, it's like the seasons, like the days we do our routine. And some of this stuff almost becomes routine. The impeachment, I'm sad to say, is becoming America's way, or politicians' way, of getting rid of people they don't like, which I think, in frankly, fairness to everybody who doesn't think there should be impeachment, I'm one of them. It's an abuse of power, abuse of the system. But more importantly, you're being abused because these phonies that are all over the impeachment thing, they're not doing their job. They can tell you they're doing their job, but they're supposed to represent you. How many districts, congressional districts in the country, do you think really want to see Trump impeached? Is there a number anywhere that is affixed to that? I'd be curious to know. Victoria Jones here with the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. McFadden's lurking around someplace. The business about who's doing a job. And maybe the second part, maybe Rick and Victoria, the second, the B underneath this is, why do people run for president? Do you think, or any public office, do you think they really want to serve? How many people, I was just thinking of Buttigieg, and what I think is an earnest attempt on his part, whether you like him or you don't, I think he really does want to serve or do good. I think some politicians want to. But if you look at that bunch of clowns on the stage this past week in the Democratic debate, how many of them do you really think want to serve you and serve the American people rather than serve themselves? Really? How many of them?
That's one or two or three.
That's
a good point. No, it's a good point. And to your question about constituencies, Adam Schiff, as I recall, he's such a weasel, but
Why is he a weasel? Because he's not serving the people
in his district, unless you really hate Trump so much that that's all you talk about and think about.
Well,
his job is to
be chair of the intelligence committee.
No, his job is to serve the people in his district in Los Angeles
He's also on the intelligence committee, and if you are on committees when you're a member of Congress, that's part of your job, and he's chair of the Intelligence Committee.
I truly believe he was elected to do this. Here's why. When he was running for, he ran against a Republican who was very integral to the impeachment of Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Yes. And that was a big part of his campaign. Hey, we got to beat these guys. They're impeaching our guy, and go ahead and vote for me. So they did. Now, he's a lawyer. He has experience. He has led the impeachment of two federal judges, and I believe this is what he was elected for, not only by the Democrats who supported him in the party, but also by his constituency.
Really? Okay. McFadden, what do you think?
I think what happens here is you can't win, so you have to cheat. And this is the way everybody cheats now, is if I can't beat you fair and square, I'm going to use my government to wrangle some kind of a deal where I get you impeached, thrown out. It's bullying. It's all it is. My son went to he's a sophomore in his high school, and he went to a Republican meeting the other day for the Republican club. Huh. And I said, how was it? And he said, it was fine. And I said, what did they talk about? And he's like, this and that and this and that and impeachment and everything. I was like, what'd they say? And he said, well, the guy running the Republican club said basically that the Republicans are defense lawyers and the Democrats are kids trying to get something out of their teachers. And I said, that's pretty close.
Really?
So congratulations to the Republican club. They got it.
All right, that's a good story.
I wish I could vote tomorrow. This is the. Do you know how much money Trump is raising? Do you know how much money on the days when they have
spend
the testimony?
$6 billion just in advertising alone in the next year. These people running for office. $6 billion.
The Democrats don't realize what a windfall this is for Trump's campaign. He raises about $500,000 a day on a regular day, just any other day when nothing's going on, right? On any day that there are impeachment hearings, they raised $3 million. And that's in small money.
Uh-huh. Well, remember when the Republicans used to use Hillary as the face of their fundraising campaigns. Any of these groups that wanted to raise dough, all they do is claim Hillary's going to do this or that or the other thing, and the money flew into the coffers. It's becomes kind of.
And we're all tools. Every single one of us is a tool.
Of course. But that's why I go back to what I said a few minutes ago about who really is in there to serve the public good and necessity rather than serve themselves. You look at these people who run for office. They have campaign contributions coming in every day. They run events every week. There are plenty of people who have been in Congress who have told me, and maybe you, all of you, that they spent 40% of their time on the phone trying to raise money so they could get reelected. That's what they do. Have a fundraiser this week. Have a fundraiser next month. It's all about the money. And
look up the 60 Minutes piece where it shows all of the congressmen and senators taking a few hours out of every single day
to
walk around the corner to the DNC or the RNC fundraising headquarters, where they sit in a cubicle and they have a list of people that they need to call with a script, and every day they are required to do that.
Yeah, pretty sick. And then there's the story about a fellow who I knew when I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg in Northwest Ohio. He was our congressman. And fortunately, he passed away while he was still sitting in Congress. He'd been unopposed. Had been in 16 terms or something, and unopposed in 14 of them. But still, he had every year he had his fundraisers. When he died, this is a congressman, had $6.3 million in his campaign war chest, and the money went to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
Wow.
What happens when you get to the bottom line. Of course, all these fundraisers that these politicians have, what do you think they do with the money?
Well, the fundraising that ends up going to family members, that is outrageous, and that is more common than we know.
It is. That's right. Yep.
You know what I want you to ask Stephen J.J. Wiseman later when you talk to him on the countdown?
All right, Richie, I'll make a note here. What do you want me to ask him?
I want to know, since Congress and Senate will not impose term limits on themselves, because obviously it's not in their best interest, is there any way that we can go through the judicial branch, or to how do we, the people, get the Senate and the Congress?
You got to have a constitutional convention and change the rules in the
because they won't do it themselves. We need to figure out
never
a way to do it.
No, I think you'd find the cause. I'll ask him though. We'll see what.
There's got to be a way that we the people can sue to get term limits.
We the people on the Talk Radio Review. It's 43 past the hour. Here's a breakthrough in terms of technology. This is simple technology using a high concentration of collagen protein. The folks at Calitrin have come up with a way for you to defend yourself against you. That is, against your appetite, against all of the treats that you're going to have waved in front of you starting next week at Thanksgiving and going through the Christmas parties, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day. Eat, eat, eat. Yum, yum, yum. Fat, fat, fat. So, what do we do to target those fat cells? That's what collagen does, the protein in your body that actually is the essential active ingredient in making healthy lean muscle. Push out the fat, lose the weight. This is the most fabulous product. It works. It's easy. It's all natural. Take it every night before you go to bed. But you got to stay on the program, not to lose the weight. You can lose the weight over a 3-month period. But if you want to keep it off, then you keep on the program to jumpstart the production of collagen in your own body. That's what you want. You made it when you were younger. Your body stops making it, but you introduce this as a supplement, and then your body starts making collagen again. Calitrin is the cat's meow. I say that for Victoria Jones' benefit because she loves cats. Lose weight the effective, honorable way. It is easy enough, but you got to stick with it. Every night you take the 4 capsules and then let it do its work on your body while you're asleep. Check it all out at Calitrin, Calotren, Calitrin.com, America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off safely. Toploss.com or Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for a special deal and free shipping. You get the product and you use it well, and you'll be thanking me come next year when you look really swell. Go to Calitrin.com, use the code DJV to get yourself onto the program. The overview, the weekend overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, comes from the folks that works down at Talkers Magazine. The charts for the week of November 18th to the 22nd in our focus. At number 10, that scandal everybody's talking about at the United Auto Workers Union. Number 9, the Mexicans sue Walmart. Shoot them up there. Number 8, what's going on with health care? The economy is the focus of number 7 on the countdown list. Mr. Trump reverses our policy on the West Bank. A lot of news and stuff coming out of Israel this week, and this is not the least of it. That's number 6. Number 5, the protesting in Iran. What, 100 people or more are dead? Prince Andrew and his foolishness with Jeffrey Epstein is number 4. The Hong Kong human rights fiasco is number 3. Presidential race in the debate this week, number 2. And those nasty impeachment hearings, number 1. This week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Doug Stephan here with a list of people on the countdown. Number 10, this is Talkers Magazine reviewing and listing the people that are at the forefront of discussions, the top 10 topics, and the people that's usually related. Number 10, Benjamin Netanyahu. Henry Kissinger talking about him and other things regarding the Chinese. It's sort of a tie at 10. At number 9, Gary Jones and Vance Pearson. Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew at number 8. The various candidates for the Democratic nomination in 7 and 6 position. Some of the characters involved in the impeachment, Rudy Giuliani and Mike Pence on number 5. At slot number 4, Laura Cooper and Alexander Vindman. Number 3, Adam Schiff. Number 2, Gordon Sondland, Fiona Hill, and Donald Trump is the number 1, the most visible, most talked about person in news talk radio, as seems to be the case. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so I got a countdown extra here that I want to pursue with Victoria, especially, and with Rick. There's an announcement that thousands of pounds of salad have been recalled because of E. coli. I don't talk much about this stuff on this program because it doesn't usually make the top 10, but because this is so egregious, and because I know kind of from whence I come as a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I know the basics of E. coli and Salmonella, Listeria, all the things that enter into you buying packaged salad fixins. And that's kind of, it can happen with anything, but mostly it happens with salads that aren't cleaned off well. They're put in these packages, they're sealed up, and so the stuff in there grows and festers, and then you open it up and it goes, oh, that smells. So, Victoria, how have you experienced this? I know you were interested in this big-time recall.
Yeah, it's creeping me out. It's creeping me out a lot. I do occasionally buy bagged salads because I can't be bothered to do all the washing myself.
A lot of people say that.
I'm at risk.
Yeah, you do. You put yourself at risk by doing it the lazy way. And so this is another reason for people to be going to their local green grocer, maybe, the farmer in the summertime that's growing this stuff. You don't find any of these problems ever on the farms, the local farms. You just go and buy your stuff in the farmer's barn after he's out. You go pick it yourself. But this stuff, this is the new way of life in America. E. coli for everyone. Salmonella for everyone. Listeria for everyone. All right, so...
Well, unfortunately, it was only for it was only for 17 people, so I think it's really, really unfair. We do put
much
trust...
To talk about it?
That only 17 people got it, and you say everybody should have it. Yeah, it's unfair only 17 did so far. But, and one was a three-year-old. But here's the thing. We put too much trust into these stores, and we don't think about what we're actually putting into our bellies.
And to your mouth. Yep, you're right. Rick Jensen, Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go into the overview of top five technology stories. Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here. Victoria Keevan joins me. I'm Doug Steffen with the top five. I'll give you the number, give you a little bit of a little salt and pepper shaker of info, and Victoria will explain. For example, at number five, Airbnb in the focus. Here's a fabulous company, expanded very quickly, and is suffering growing pains. Would you say that's an accurate statement?
A little bit, absolutely. Yeah, so Airbnb announced this week new guidelines for its experiences program. Now, this is when you go onto the Airbnb site or the app, when you can look at the Airbnb listings themselves, places to stay, and then they have, underneath that, they have local guides and things to do, and then they have an experiences section. And that can be anything from outdoor skydiving, bungee jumping, ice climbing, high-altitude hikes, backcountry skiing, all the things that you can do in and around your Airbnb rental. And so because there have been some injuries and liability essentially is really what's at stake here. So Airbnb says that they're going to be getting there. They have a whole new guideline for the experiences program, and it's basically meant to improve safety and the quality of the program. And they say now that all the experiences have to be 100% verified with the company, and they're going to make sure that if you sign up for any of these activities, that everyone has a proof of permit and certification and license and all that stuff. Essentially, they should have done all of this to begin with, but like you said, Doug, it is some growing pains. They just expanded very quickly.
All right. Number four, Samsung's Star Wars-themed Galaxy Note 10 is making news because
it's probably the coolest phone I've ever seen, and I am a diehard iPhone fan, but if I were an Android fan, this is the phone that I would get. It's coming out, well, the Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, the movie, is coming out on December 20th, and so Samsung has announced the Star Wars-themed Galaxy Note 10 Plus. Now, the 10 Plus is the larger size of the Galaxy Note 10, and it's a tribute to Kylo Ren. They used his character as the inspiration. Goes on sale December 13th. It's a hefty price tag. It's $1,300, but the phone is amazing. It comes with a red lightsaber style S Pen. It's a black Note 10 Plus. It has a Star Wars First Order emblem on the back in black with red trim on the buttons and around the camera. It comes in a Kylo Ren themed box. You also get black Galaxy earbuds that have red inner casings, and it also comes with a Kylo Ren themed leather phone case. It is really, really cool. It's going to sell out, I'm sure. So Star Wars fans, get on it right away, and it's available for pre-order right now, but it doesn't hit stores until December 13th.
Number three, heading toward number one, Google.
Google Maps is in the news this week for a pretty cool reason, especially as vacation season kind of kicks up. So Google Maps app, the actual app, has, if you go into the app and you click on the menu in the top left corner, you'll see something that says your timeline. This is a feature that people haven't really used yet, but it's getting buzz now because people are discovering how cool it is. Essentially, what it's done is it's tracked every place that you've gone with your cell phone. And so if you've gone on vacation, and even if you popped into a little bookstore in Paris or a restaurant in Italy that you loved, it's all going to be right there. And so you can basically relive your vacation. And now the coolest part is you can share all of that with your friends and family. And that downloads immediately into their Google Maps app. So if they're also going on a vacation and friends say, hey, can you remember that little restaurant that you loved? It's all right there. And then it creates a map. And basically you're creating a tourist guide for your friends and family. It's really a cool feature.
Number two, speaking of cool, Hulu.
Hulu has now announced the second price hike of this year for its live TV monthly subscriptions. It's going up by $10 on December 18th. So now, if you've got the basic Hulu and the live TV plan, that means you have to sit through ads on the on-demand content. That goes from $45 up to $55 a month. And so if you want the no-ad feature, that's $61 a month. Hulu TV is actually building. It's got 28.5 million customers right now, paid subscribers. 2.7 million have the live TV. And so their biggest competition is Sling TV and DirecTV Now. But Hulu's definitely gaining on the competition.
Number one, this is, I don't know whether this is bad news, seems to continue for that Disney Plus channel.
Yeah, and you know what? This one actually doesn't really involve Disney Plus because customers are being they have been locked out of their account, and it has nothing to do with Disney Plus. It has everything to do with people not paying attention to warnings like don't use the same password for every online account. And what happened is hackers got your password, and then they applied it to Disney Plus, and they're locking people out of their accounts.
All right, there it is, top five items from the world of technology that imply that you're interested in this, because I am. I hope everybody is. This is, what is it, 59 past the hour, that's what.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
A holiday favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper today fired the Navy's top official, ending a stunning clash between President Trump and top military leadership over the fate of a SEAL accused of war crimes in Iraq. Esper said he had lost confidence in Navy Secretary Richard Spencer. Back home for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg after her release from a hospital earlier this morning.
The court's public information office said Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was admitted Friday night to Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. She was initially evaluated at Sibley Memorial Hospital in D.C. before being transferred to Hopkins for further evaluation and treatment of any possible infection. However, with intravenous antibiotics and fluids, they say, her symptoms subsided. Ginsburg has been treated for cancer twice in the past year and two other times since 1999. Over the summer, she received radiation for a tumor on her pancreas. Last winter, she underwent surgery for lung cancer. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Right now, it's 30-3 at the Packers losing to the 49ers Sunday Night Football. This is townhall.com.
Matt Ngoka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Egypt's Ministry of Antiquities has revealed details on recently discovered animal mummies. The latest from correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Items from the new find were displayed at a makeshift exhibition at the famed Step Pyramid of Djoser in Saqqara, near where mummies and other artifacts have been found in a vast necropolis. Secretary General of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities, Dr. Mustafa Wazeri, told reporters that local archaeologists found a cache that includes hundreds of mummified animals, birds, and crocodiles.
The most lovely discovery out of those hundreds, that's scarab. It is the biggest and the hugest scarab all over the world.
Markings on the displayed artifacts showed that they date back as far as 664 BC. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Labor unions voicing skepticism about the updated North American trade agreement are becoming a final obstacle to the deal that the House Democrats and the White House are seeking to iron out.
AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka and other labor leaders want to make sure that Mexico enforces new labor standards under the new U.S.-Mexico Free Trade Agreement and that there's a strong system of recourse if Mexico does not. Democrats and labor unions aligned with them worry that Mexico will have an unfair advantage to compete with American companies. President Trump is ringing the alarm bell, arguing unions could scuttle an emerging deal. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell echoed that, saying Wednesday that Democrats are considering outsourcing their judgment to big labor special interests, Bernie Bennett, in Washington.
Vancer Pearson, United Auto Workers Union Director of Region in Missouri, has resigned. He's facing charges in a widening federal bribery and embezzlement scandal. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Lemons, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and a lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The familiar music marking the opening of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Synergistically speaking, I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's here to go through, at least as we begin the hour of conversation, all of the items that are on the charts that his folks have worked on this week, the charts for November the 18th to the 22nd. All of them are published on the Talkers website, talkers.com. So, Michael, if you'd like to do the honors going through all the stories and the people list, let's see where that takes us.
It was a pretty amazing week of action in Washington and around the world.
Action.
Yeah, a lot of action. You know, it's like a show. I keep coming back to that theme of show business. As a matter of fact, the hearings, if you ask people, what do you think of the hearings? Depending on what side of the aisle they're seated, there's a show business term, they will tell you it was either explosive or it was dull. Just like a review of a mixed review of a play or movie. Here we go. At number 10, we have the UAW scandal. Number 9, Mexicans sue Walmart for what happened in El Paso and gun control. It ties into that, obviously. And number 8, healthcare reform, climate change, race relations, and immigration reform. We tied them all together at number 8 because they were given ongoing life. They're the core issues of 2019, 2020, but they were given new life by the Democratic debate. At number 7, the economy and a thing called the USMCA, the United States, Mexico, and Canada trade agreement that the Trump administration is promoting to replace the old NAFTA. At number 6, Trump reverses the U.S. West Bank policy and a whole bunch of Israel stuff. Tied into that, late-breaking news, Benjamin Netanyahu is being indicted for fraud, breach of trust, and bribery. And number five, Iran protests and U.S. foreign wars and ISIS. There's huge protest in Iran. The government shut down the internet. ISIS is still rumbling in the aftermath of the Syria situation. And U.S. foreign wars, the general ongoing, never-ending situation, is also one of the topics that is on the table in terms of the election. At number four, Prince Andrew, Jeffrey Epstein connection. That's a wild, seamy, slimy story that has intrigue, sex, scandal, and British royalty is always of interest to American voyeurs.
Can you believe how dumb that guy is? Honestly. Wow. Really and truly, how dumb he is.
Yeah, he's just dumb.
Yeah. All right, anyway. But the old lady shut off his money, too. Did you know that?
Oh, I know. I follow this stuff. I'm very. I hate to admit, but I
you
am.
You like the royal stuff?
I don't like them. I like it. I like I like following their family. I find everything having to do with British royalty somehow fascinating, and even though much of her family are a bunch of dodos, this woman, Queen Elizabeth II, is an amazing person. Oh my gosh!
I'm messing with her.
No, she really is dedicated to her job. She does believe that she is fulfilling a mission that was ordained by God. I mean, she is, you talk about cool and solid, dependable. I can't see how, maybe for a while with her son Charles, I can't see how the British monarchy is going to exist in the 21st century once it gets past King Charles, or whatever name he takes, when
I thought he wasn't going to be king, it was going to.
No,
William,
he's going to be king. No, William will. Yeah. They talk about it as if it'll be brief. Of course, the way these Windsors live, you know, his mother and father are both in their 90s.
Right.
Prince and the Queen Mum, as they called her, Queen Elizabeth, who was the sort of the queen. She wasn't the sovereign. She was married to Queen Elizabeth II's father, who was the king. And you see, when you're married to a king, you're a queen, but you're not a sovereign. When you're married, when you're married to a queen, you're just a prince or a duke. So they won't call him king. They'll call a woman queen who's not a full queen. She ceased to be queen when he died, and her daughter became.
The only duke I've ever known is the Duke of Earl.
Oh, duke. That's
duke,
a real duke.
Duke of Earl. That's right.
Yes. Then, look, but enough of that.
Yes.
The Hong Kong Human Rights Act and U.S.-China relations, number three. Number two, the 2020 presidential race and the Democratic debate that we were treated to this past, what was it, Wednesday night. And at number one, the impeachment hearings. What Wednesday was crazy with the debate and the hearings on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
It's keeping news freaks busy. At number 10, Benjamin Netanyahu and Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger says that we are in the foothills of a Cold War with China. At number 9, Gary Jones and Vance Pearson. At number 8, Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein. At number 7, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, and Tulsi Gabbard. She's a tough cookie as well. At number 6, Joe Biden.
I like her, frankly. I think she's cool.
Yeah.
You think she's cool?
Well, I don't know her. I think that she's a formidable competitor in the political world. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I like her or not, but let's just say she's captured my attention.
Attention, yeah.
And Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren are at number 6. Although I do want to say they haven't been talking about her, but I think that, believe it or not, this is my opinion, Amy Klobuchar is somebody to watch. She's also very solid. Very solid competitor. This way, I'm not saying I agree with or disagree. I rate these people by their gravitas, how much traction they're capable of. At number 5, Rudy Giuliani, John Bolton, and Mike Pence. At number 4, Alexander Vindman and Laura Cooper. At number 3, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi. Number 2, Gordon Sondland and Fiona Hill. And number 1, Donald Trump. This was a tough one to put together because there's so much stuff going on simultaneously. I think we did a
good job. But it's all the same stuff. It's hard to find a new spin sometimes for some of this stuff. For example, in a way, I put number 2 and number 1 together in comments late in the week my focus on the senators who are going to have to be, when they vote in the Senate on impeachment, they have to be there. They have to listen. They have to attend. They have to lead their campaigns. And thus, a huge gaping hole, because three of the important contestants are senators, Warren and Bernie and Harris. So they are not on the campaign trail. Thus, a huge vacuum created, and in charges Michael Bloomberg. What do you think of that for a theory?
Yeah, well, I think he'll charge in and charge out, and no one will notice. You and I have had this discussion.
I don't agree with that.
I know. Yeah. It's too bad that neither of us are gamblers, because we could do this great radio bet. You know, help people. You know,
BetOnline.ag. Let's go there and start a line. How about that? Let's do that.
I just don't think Bloomberg is going to make a dent. And okay, so let's one of us will have to eat crow. How's that for an expression?
Crow.
Yeah, one of us will have to have.
It'll have to be you
rights.
Because I don't eat meat, so you can eat.
That's true. I guess a crow comes under the category of meat.
Now, if one of us has to eat spinach, I'm there for you. Okay.
That was my homage, is the word, to Popeye.
Yes. Yeah, all right. We're Popeye the Sailor Man. I want to talk about the situation in Israel with you in a moment here as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here as usual. Here's our focus on how to make you feel much better as you get older. And I mean, you know, maybe in your 30s or 40s, a lot of time I've had aches and pains in my joints because I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I'm very active physically. And once in a while I fall off of a piece of equipment or something and I wake up the next day and I've got one heck of a backache. Or my shoulders are sore, or my knees are stiff, or whatever it is. And I'm betting that many of you, if you lead an especially active life, you've got joint pain. So, if you do, do what I have done. Go to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live, and find Ache Relief. Joint Formula 14 is the product that's touted at achefree.live. It is what you'd expect. It is, as the name implies. It's a formula that is created all naturally to help your joints feel better. And in 14 days, if you don't feel better, you get your money back. There's a special buy one, get one free offer, too, at achefree.live. You can get this same product. The name is Leaps and Bounds, but it's the same thing for your pet. So get the special buy one, get one free offer on Leaps and Bounds as well. Feel better with Joint Formula 14. That's the bottom line. Feeling better for you and your pet. The relief or your money back. Achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Why are you living with the aches and pains? Come on. Go online now. Get all the details at achefree.live. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
All right, so the situation in Israel is in doubt. The second failure to form a government, Benjamin Netanyahu, is in trouble. Like, I guess in a manner of speaking, it's kind of like the impeachment. It's the equivalent of an impeachment, isn't it? All the indictments against Netanyahu, would you say?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he's calling it a coup and a witch hunt, which is
really?
Kind of,
Trump.
Kind of an original idea. You know?
Yeah, right. A coup and a witch hunt.
Right. So as Trump calls it a coup from the deep state and a witch hunt.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. So he and his wife are both kind of crooks, though it would appear, under the circumstances. The average person just walking into this discussion would think, when you look at all the evidence, but how is he different from Boris in England or any of these sort of typical topical leaders around the world? They're all kind of getting pushy, aren't they?
What's happening is the age of the Internet is really exposing the fact that most people who are the heads of anything big have a streak of corruption in them. We also have that UAW scandal, the
yes.
union leaders. This is an interesting topic. Perhaps we should talk a little bit about when we come back from the break, because it
I'm
is
with
interesting.
You.
Corruption.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Number 10, the scandal and the corruption of the United Auto Workers. We'll get to that as we keep our focus on the charts for this week. Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The Department of Health and Human Services proposed a new rule that would allow grant funding for faith-based adoption agencies that hold to a biblical worldview on marriage. Now, this rule would be a huge shift from the previous rule that would have prevented faith-based adoption agencies from following their religious convictions when deciding on the best home for a child. Folks, this proposed rule is in the best interest for children and upholds religious freedom. Please pray for the Department of Health and Human Services as they stand up for what's clearly the right thing to do.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
On a couple of scandalous items, I actually was talking about Wayne LaPierre and a scandal which came to my mind after I saw the stuff about the United Auto Workers. So why don't you give us your spin on number 10 this week? Go to talkers.
Basically, keep it as simple as possible. The UAW is one of the most powerful unions of whatever is left in the power of unions. The American labor movement is
mobsters
diminished.
Galore over
it's
the years.
It's been diminished. And two of its leaders, one who is charged with weeding out corruption and the other who's the president, are both found to be corrupt. You know. And that's in a nutshell. So the average working person, it's bad enough that the American labor movement is so diminished that unions really do not help.
It's their own fault.
It's such a mess.
Yeah.
And the UAW is now wrestling with internal corruption at the very top, which does not do what's called the American labor movement, meaning the working people and their unions, does not help an already difficult situation.
There's
in
too
that
much
part.
Money and power and stuff and influence that's at stake here. And these people, when they get into their jobs, they aren't moved out. And I use Wayne LaPierre as an example of another kind of corruption in my mind. This guy has been at the helm of the NRA for who knows how long. He's managed to push aside everybody who's gotten in his way. And there are all kinds of rumors about how much dough he's got stashed away, what he's done with some of the money. And it's the same. You get somebody in a position of power that isn't challenged, that basically reports to nobody. And that's what you're going to get. That's apparently the human condition, Michael.
And also, as far as 501c3s are concerned, which is government jargon for a nonprofit organization, for folks listening to this, don't think because it's designated as a nonprofit organization that people are not making a fortune within it. And just because something seems to be for a good cause doesn't necessarily mean that the people at the top who are making a lot of money because they're at the top of this big money-making nonprofit corporation, that they give a damn about their constituents. And constituents could be the voters with politicians. It could be union members with the union. It could be people that support a movement such as the National Rifle Association for Gun Rights. It could be anything. The last thing that they're really thinking about every day at the head office is the actual cause that they started the organization for and the people that are sending the money.
Yeah.
So there's a terrible amount of corruption right now in our system on all levels.
Yeah.
And I think that this is a problem.
Well, you hear all these people talk about Trump and how corrupt he is, but let's look at their own finances. Let's look at their own money, the raising of money by congressmen and senators and people who are governors and people who are in the state system. There are fundraisers all the time for important people in political power, and the money goes into a slush fund, and where it goes, it's not going back to the people who kicked it in. If you lose, you still have all that money. You can do with it pretty much what you want, you and your family. And
it's not totally that simple, but yes, you basically got it right.
It's pretty simple. So what's the motivation here? These people really want to be president to serve the public? Do you really want, is the governor really there to serve you? Or is the congressman that you are supporting there to help you out? Or are they helping themselves out?
And we see that with religious leaders, too. We see that, with the hierarchy of organized religion.
Yeah,
they're not serving the faithful. They're serving the hierarchy.
Themselves. Yeah, they're serving themselves. And the people in the Catholic Church get very upset when I talk about how many there are $5 billion worth of valuable trinkets, treasures in the cellar in the basement of the Vatican. What do they do with that? Are they helping the poor with that? Not hardly. All right, so there we are. We've got through our corruption speech at 28 after this, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
I am happy. Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Planning an amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call Group Sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests, starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Talk radio coast to coast.
time for our overview, the weekend overview of what's going on during the week on news talk radio stations around the country. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here, Doug Steffen. The Pentagon has denied, Michael, think about this.
I'm thinking.
They've denied reports that we will cut the troop strength in South Korea. They just want South Koreans to pay $4.5 billion for our protection. Should that be the case? If you were running a talk radio program, would you come down on the side of us charging countries for putting our soldiers there?
No, never. I wouldn't. Then we're nothing more than mercenaries. That we're nothing more than soldiers of fortune. I wouldn't do it. It goes against the whole purpose, in my opinion, of why we would have support of other countries. It should be based upon our geographical or geophysical strategy and or our ideals and principles.
Do we have geophysical, geonational, political?
Koreas, North and South Korea, have long been a geopolitical, you know, geomilitary hotspot.
It's communism versus the rest of the world.
Right. And so it's understandable. It's understandable why we would be so interested in what happens in that part of the world.
You want to have an interesting philosophical conversation with somebody sometime? Get into see if people understand what communism really is and where it began and how it began. You know, there's the transparency of communism and what we think about it. Yeah, those commies. But where did it all start? You remember the era of feudalism, right?
I was very much a part of it in my youth. I was one of the activists.
Were.
I was the activists among the serfs.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sing, "Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how.
Come on, safari with me." Right.
But but aside from that little tidbit about how old I am, any system, you know, you got to be careful if you're gonna come across out of context that you're praising communism. Every system is based on its origins and its originators trying to do something good. Mm-hmm. Karl Marx didn't write his Communist Manifesto and all that because he wanted to hurt people. You know, it's a lot of these things are ill thought out.
Why did Hitler write Mein Kampf?
You know, Hitler probably thought that this was, you know, something that'll help Germany. Why did all the Germans go along with it? So the fact is, all I'll say on this, because it's a quicksand, all I'll say on it is that we should understand the difference between the tenets of a system and the character of the people who are controlling it. And if you have bad people controlling even the best system or the best intentioned system, it will go sour.
Mm-hmm.
And the communist movement has been one where historically it always turns into a very few people at the very, very top stealing everything for themselves in the name of this amorphous entity called the people.
Why do you think people in Russia, for example, don't get that about Putin? Why is it that people aren't getting it in China or other places where these forms of government exist? Why is
a lot of people will say to you, why don't the people in the United States get it that we live in a system that is also tarnished by greed and favoritism and injustice?
Where is there a better system? Let's make a better system.
I think all of these systems on paper, a great case could be made for them. Yeah. The question is how well they operate in the reality of human nature.
Mm-hmm.
The reality of human nature is the key. And some of them operate better in the reality of human nature than others. But if you do not teach principles, if you do not teach honesty, if you don't teach morality, if you don't teach altruism and service and loyalty and truly good things, these systems are only machines. They're intellectual machines. And in the hands of the wrong people, they're not going to do anybody any good.
All right, so let's talk about, let's apply this to a practical situation, okay? What you just said is functionally fabulous and does help us to understand a lot about how these systems work and what the intentions are. But let's fast forward it to a practical reality
that we're facing in our country as the Chinese continue to grow in influence. The pork packer Stone, is it Smithfield? Smithfield was taken over a year and a half, 2 years ago by the Chinese government. The Chinese company that runs this is bringing pork from our country to their country. And they are bringing pork from their country to our country. They're feeding us pork that is questionably, not of value, but whether it's healthy or not. The question comes on a lot of this stuff that's being imported, not just from China. So now the latest twist in this, Bumblebee Foods this week filed for bankruptcy protection. Its assets are going to be purchased by the Chinese fishery company, FCF. Bumblebee's management will be replaced. This is the Starkist, the Chicken of the Sea. All of those companies are in the Bumblebee brand category, and they're all going to be owned by China. What do you think you're going to get in your canned tuna after these guys take it over? And this is, the food supply is continually being co-opted or corrupted by the Chinese.
See, and you know about that because you are, in addition to being a educated generalist, your specialty is agriculture. And I'd always turn to you for insights on that. If you're
this is troubling. This is really troubling me, this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
really,
but I just want to point
out
one thing. Let me make a point. If your specialty were communications, there'd be plenty of things you could talk about the Chinese with surveillance. The Chinese are dangerous on every level. Yeah. Kissinger just said, and Kissinger has a right to say things about this because he was instrumental in opening the door to our China policy and our relationship with China and the illusion that we're friends with China. He just said that we're dangerously close to the beginning of we're in the foothills of a cold war with China. Mm-hmm. Well, I hate to tell him, but we're more than in the foothills. We're already climbing the mountain and the air is getting thin.
Yeah.
The U.S.-China relationship is the Cold War of the 21st century, and it's not a war of bombing, although it could be. It's most likely not that. It's just that they are insidious. They're insidiously, what's happening in Hong Kong is very troubling.
Yeah,
But they are insidiously hell-bent, determined to control the world. Mm-hmm. They're open about it.
Yeah, they sure are. And then, there are other examples when you get into technology and you want to scare your pants off. Think about artificial intelligence being controlled by the Chinese. What do you want to talk about that?
Well, that is the key area. You've just hit on the key area, even more important than food, which is extremely important.
Yeah,
I've been talking about Huawei. I brought that up on this program more than a year ago when nobody was talking about it. Not that I'm so smart, but that I'm aware of how
But who's paying attention to us? You have this connection with the Epoch Times, which is a sort of a free wheeling communication news system set up to try to tell the world what really is going on in China. And is the conventional news media paying any attention to them?
Yeah. A little more now. The reason the Epoch Times has had a difficult time getting credibility in the United States, even though it is a U.S. publication, Chinese Americans started it, folks, back in 2000 as a remedy against communist China, because the Chinese all over the world feel that their homeland has been taken over by a tyrannical government, and it's a very difficult thing for them. So they're the resistance, and the Chinese government has – here's what's fascinating, why the Epoch Times has had trouble getting credibility in the United States. Because the Chinese government has put out bad news about them. Mm-hmm. The very news entity – China is calling them fake news. And they're the ones that are telling the truth. They're Chinese people battling against the communists in China. We're doing another one of our...
I saw that. Go ahead.
I want to ask you a question. Would you like to be one of the three panelists on that?
December 10th is...
A Tuesday.
I can probably...
Well, do you feel that your knowledge of
the stuff I'm talking about here is part of what lays into what needs to be discussed in these forums. I mean, talking about food.
Well, I think it'd be really good if you're able to get there. Let's talk about it after the program. But I think that you bring a tremendous amount of information. And this is this forum, like the last one that we did in New York, will be seen worldwide. It'll be seen all across
the China. Is the Chinese going to pop us off because we're talking bad about them?
I don't think we're big enough.
Okay.
I would be very nervous if we were doing this on a very, very, very big level. But I think that we're under the radar.
Oh, the world's our stage, Michael. All right. Coming up, that forum is something we want to focus on. Plus, I want to find out who's this week's MH interview prospect. Right now, the prospect of staying healthy through the holidays, very important for all of us. And there's breakthrough. I used the word technology to talk about this a while ago, and I'm not sure that's really appropriate. This is a formula to lose weight and to keep it off that was created by a couple of homeopaths about 23, 24 years ago. The family still owns, operates, runs this company. It's called, the product's called Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It's the healthiest way to lose weight. And as you get into the season of eating, eat, 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 and gain weight, and because you're not getting as much exercise, you kind of lose muscle, you get flatty, fat. So let's not do any of that. Let's take the offensive, get on the Calitren program right now, stay on it through the holidays, and keep your weight where it is. This is fabulous. It's kind of a no-brainer. Go to Calitren.com. You know, it's not healthy for you. It's healthy. It's fun to eat all the stuff that's around. Yeah, maybe good psychologically for you because all that stuff really is makes you feel good when you eat that good food. But you're then going to pay for it in a couple of months. So don't pay for it. Get on the weight program now that will keep you the svelte beauty that you are. Calitren. Calitren.com. Use the DJV code to buy a three-month supply. You get 3 months at the regular price, then 3 months. You don't have to pay for it. It's kind of a good deal. I think that's a good deal. Free shipping as well. All kinds of special deals you're going to have all the time. Check it all out. Most importantly, you lose the weight and keep it off the natural, healthy way with Calitren. When you buy it, use the code DJV for the best deal. Doug Stephan here with a list of people on the countdown. Number 10, this is Talkers Magazine reviewing and listing the people that are at the forefront of discussions, the top 10 topics, and the people is usually related. Number 10, Benjamin Netanyahu. Henry Kissinger talking about him and other things regarding the Chinese. It's sort of a tie at 10. At number 9, Gary Jones and Vance Pearson. Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew at number 8. The various candidates for the Democratic nomination in 7 and 6 position. Some of the characters involved in the impeachment, Rudy Giuliani and Mike Pence on number 5. At slot number 4, Laura Cooper and Alexander Vindman. Number 3, Adam Schiff. Number 2, Gordon Sondland, Fiona Hill, and Donald Trump is the number 1, the most visible, most talked about person in news talk radio, as seems to be the case. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitren, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitren and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitren has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitren now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitren, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With power swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, power swabs backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try power swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick. Call for power swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797. All right, here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. One of the things that Michael, in his myriad of responsibilities every week, he does the MH interview. He also does a sort of an overview that appears on some stations. And also, don't you have a podcast with the essence of the week, in a manner of speaking?
Yeah, I have two products that are very interesting to people listening to this show, because people listening to this show are interested in media.
Right.
One is the MH interview, the Michael Harrison interview, and that you can go to at mhinterview.com. And then I have the thing called the Michael Harrison Wrap, which is, you know, more of the same of what we talk about, you know, the overview from the talker's perspective of what's going on. And that's called MHRAP with a W, MHRAP.com. On the Michael Harrison interview starting Tuesday this week, I go back to the archives and pull out a 35-year-old interview that has not been heard in 35 years.
Really?
With Dr. Timothy Leary.
Ha ha ha. I wonder how many people even know who he is still.
You'd be amazed how many young people today look at him as a mysterious figure that they don't know what to make of him. It's really fascinating. The two of us in 1983 talk about the future of computers.
Wow.
Now, remember where computers were at in 1983?
Yeah, nowhere, you know, man. And the Commodore 64.
Right, right, and we just hit it. We hit the nail on. It's really very interesting, indeed. So mhinterview.com and mhrap.com.
Hi, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Pink Martini is returning to Redding's Cascade Theater with singer Chyna Forbes for their all-new holiday show. Pink Martini is a little bit of lounge, a little bit of Hollywood glam, and a whole lot of fun. Don't miss this chance to see them live at the Cascade December 18th. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We're counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now it's 53 after the hour. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with legal expert, college professor, Dr. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here to talk about the, well, we always have three or four stories in the list from Talkers Magazine that I can dig around with you and your experience. But somebody asked me, one of the participants in the earlier hour, the Talk Radio Review, asked about term limits. And how we can, there's so much disgust building, the attitude that we have toward politicians and the hacksterism that's going on. What can we really do to fix the problem? And I said to him that you have to have a constitutional convention for term limits and other things that will change the way government is run. Is that right or wrong? What do you have?
Sounds good to me. You know, I go back to Mark Twain, and at one time I was not in favor of term limits. I strongly am, and Mark Twain once said that politicians in dirty diapers should be changed often and for the same reason. And
they're full of crap.
I think so.
Right.
The problem with term limits is, and my concern always was, you know, you've got people in there that know how the system works. I mean, this is one of the things, regardless if you're a pro-Trump or an anti-Trump, he doesn't know the political system. He doesn't know how to work in it, and that's not a good thing for the President of the United States. And so perhaps people who have been in the system of government and know how it works can do a better job in their experience. However, my experience has shown me that all you do is you get people entrenched in power. You get people that are even more tightly tied to lobbyists and big companies buying their influence the longer they're in. And that, yeah, it's a good thing to circulate. And Mark Twain was right. The problem is you need to get the legislatures themselves to agree to that. And that's been difficult. I'd like to think that this could be something that the public would bring up and bring the politicians along, you know, when they teach the leaders.
All right, so here I'm reaching into my mind, and I'm not quite sure which little piggy said, power corrupts, ultimate power corrupts ultimate, or something like when George Orwell's...
Absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So... whether that's here or whether that's in communism or whether that's in Iran, the absolute, what does he call himself? The supreme leader.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think, or fearless leader. Remember him from Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Yes.
But,
right.
I think it's every political system.
Yeah. All right. Number 9 on the countdown this week is the Mexicans suing Walmart. That's a good legal story. What do they get out of that?
Their day in the sun, their day in court, and that's about it. You know, the gist of it is, you know, a legitimate concern and issue, which is unfortunate, about, security in public places today. But, with shootings and terrorism and domestic terrorism, this is a question of was Walmart doing enough as far as security goes? And, the answer is in most legal issues, it isn't that you have to be perfect. You have to do a reasonable job for a reasonable cost. And frankly, I haven't seen anything that, Walmart has less security than they should. So, the discussion of what kind of security and what do we want for security, you know, do we want pat-downs on the streets? No. And so, this is part of being in a democracy, but it's a good discussion anyway.
Number 10 is that UAW scandal. What kind of legal ramifications does that have other than understanding how corrupt unions are? The corruption, is that... Can the union members sue the leadership of the union?
Yeah, I think they can. You know, this thing was startling, talking about the UAW, and there was a bribery going on there and extortion, at least those are the charges now. I'm just licking my lips at this because one of the classes, my most popular class at Bentley University is white-collar crime. And I could do a semester on this.
On this.
You know, this is something pretty unique, interfering in the labor negotiations of another industry and how to interfere with your rivals in business. You know, we talk about countries and China interfering in our businesses by stealing intellectual property. We got it here, too.
You don't have to go too far to find it. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a regular fixture and feature of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The foster care system
receiving financial and emotional support would make a difference in deciding whether to adopt.
And considering that some 50% of families who would like to adopt
don't make enough money to pay income tax.
Senator Blunt again this year proposing a refundable tax credit for low-income families who adopt. Some 125,000 foster care children are currently awaiting permanent homes. By New Capitol Hill.
The average price of regular gas dipping 3 cents a gallon to $2.66 over the past 2 weeks. That according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. And she says that may continue to drop a few more pennies at the pump in late November as gasoline demand decreases due to the holiday season and the interrupted work schedules, also combined with seasonally inclement weather. Pro-democracy candidates won nearly half of the seats in Hong Kong's local elections. That according to partial returns Monday, voters sending a clear signal of support for the anti-government protests that rocked the Chinese territory for more than 5 months.
The turnout topped 71%. That is the highest turnout ever recorded in any Hong Kong election.
Well, you can hear all the excitement here, and that is because a 23-year-old democracy activist has just unseated a pro-government incumbent who has held this seat for the last 20 years.
Scenes like these are being repeated across Hong Kong tonight. The new, very young faces of Hong Kong politics.
Rupert Winfield Hayes with that report. So far, pro-democracy candidates have won 201 of the 452 seats. More at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
What do you get that techie nerd for the holidays? Well, Julie Walker reports, how about your own personal assistant?
The first cargo-carrying robot marketed directly to consumers is now on sale this holiday season, and it's a little like a robot butler, but it doesn't come cheap. It's called Jita, and it looks like a large round red cooler on two oversized wheels. It can transport groceries or just walk with you, says co-founder Jeffrey Schnapp.
Instead of reaching for the keys to the car, you can go out for a walk with Jita.
The point, says co-founder Greg Lynn, is to be both functional and fun.
We decided to focus on helping people be pedestrian and outdoors rather than giving them another thing to ride on.
If it sounds like something you would like under your Christmas tree, you have to pony up about $3,000. Sunday birthdays, Basketball Hall of Famer Oscar Robertson is 81. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue turns 79. News and analysis at townhall.com. Amazon says it's considered adding facial recognition technology to its Ring doorbell cameras.
The company is telling Congress that facial recognition is a contemplated but unreleased feature of its home security cameras. U.S. Senator Ed Markey wrote to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos in September, raising privacy and civil liberty concerns about Ring's video-sharing partnerships with hundreds of police departments around the country. Amazon's initial response to Markey said Ring doesn't currently offer facial recognition. But in a follow-up, Amazon said it frequently innovates based on customer demand, and facial recognition is an increasingly common feature in cameras made by competitors such as Google. Jeremy House reporting.
November 24th, 1963, Jack Ruby shot and mortally wounded Lee Harvey Oswald, the accused assassin of President John F. Kennedy, in a scene captured on live television. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The Department of Health and Human Services proposed a new rule that would allow grant funding for faith-based adoption agencies that hold to a biblical worldview on marriage. Now, this rule would be a huge shift from the previous rule that would have prevented faith-based adoption agencies from following their religious convictions when deciding on the best home for a child. Folks, this proposed rule is in the best interest for children and upholds religious freedom. Please pray for the Department of Health and Human Services as they stand up for what's clearly the right thing to do.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly Talk Radio review, a roundup of some of the thoughts that important Talk Radio personalities have regarding the lists that are provided to us each week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is here for the D.C. Radio Company. Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Rich McFadden from Radio America joining us as well. As we look at the nine of the 10 items here. I don't know that I think number 10 is the UAW scandal. That is the, have you heard about this? I don't know how many of you have car plants in your districts, but basically the fact that, that Chrysler sort of pushed General Motors to be first in the negotiations.
Doug, it's Fiat Chrysler now, and I don't think bribery is illegal in Italy, is it? So they can do this.
They can do it. Right. Yeah,
well,
that's it.
This is really good. I mean, GM sued Fiat Chrysler Wednesday. And GM says it bribed the UAW officials in contract negotiations to get a leg up on GM
over the last 10 years. Yeah, it was Chrysler.
The GM sued Fiat Chrysler. And then just hours later, the UAW's president resigned as the UAW was trying to boot him out. Now, there's some great detail here. The Fiat Chrysler and union leaders were siphoning off millions of dollars, allegedly, some of which was meant for a training center, to pay for Rolex watches, personal travel and meals. One guy at Fiat Chrysler with a great name, a wonderful Italian name called
Iacobelli.
There's a rule that people with Iacobelli last names can do whatever they want, I think.
Well, apparently he did, because he approved $1.2 million in spending to buy a $350,000 Ferrari and pay for renovations at his home in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Oh, sweet. All right, so here's another one.
Like it sounds like monkey business as usual with the unions, although he did overpay for the Ferrari.
No, he's a Chrysler.
100 grand, yeah.
This guy's a Chrysler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I want to lay something else on you, all of you, because this sounds to me, I have been told, don't know, it's like a lot of other things you get told, I have inside sources that say that Wayne LaPierre at the National Rifle Association is guilty of a lot of the same things. You'll recall that earlier in the year he had a fight with Oliver North, and North apparently had the goods on him with regard to inappropriate spending. They presented it different ways because they disagreed on policy, supposedly, but apparently LaPierre has so much power, yields so much influence there, that he can do pretty much as it's like he's a god. It's like there's like nothing can touch this guy. Now, I don't know if these accusations are true or not, but it really piqued. I wouldn't have talked about it except what you just said about the people in the UAW sort of piqued my, went back to my mind and said, oh, yeah, there's a story about Wayne LaPierre floating around. But, you know, these people that get into the point is people that get into power, in whether it's these organizations like unions that are so corrupted and corruptible, or organizations like the NRA that are so untouchable for whatever the reason, people that are in charge can do pretty much whatever they want. And
that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Doug, it's a great point. Look, Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, that's also in your top 10 as well. That's about bribery and corruption as well, right?
Right. He's a Trump clone, apparently. That's what some are saying. And then there's Boris Johnson. Wow. When is he going to get indicted, Victoria? He would be next, right? Isn't he corrupt?
Well, he allegedly has a friend, and maybe more than one friend, an American lady with whom he had deals and siphoned business to her, let's put it that way.
We're talking about Boris, not Netanyahu, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. Okay, so there you have it. Jennifer, you got any good scandals that you want to bring us up to date on? We've got to have some good scandals.
Let's talk
you
about Hunter Biden, should we? I mean, that's a good
scandal. Yeah,
sure. Jeffrey Epstein, that's a good scandal.
Yeah. All right, number
Jeffrey
four this week.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, Epstein. Prince Andrew. What a clown. Is he that? Nobody ever thought he was that smart anyway, but apparently he's just dumb. Can he be that dull?
I think he thought he could escape it, and all it took were a couple of questions to press him, and he made a fool of himself in that interview. The Queen has told him, you're relieved, honey. You can go do what you need to do because he's not going to be doing royal duty, but now he's going to have to talk to the FBI because he had a meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell, who was the groomer for Jeffrey Epstein, back in June. So a lot of questions to be answered. And those guards that were charged this past week for negligence, basically, and falsifying records, they're also now saying that they're ready to speak out and tell their stories. So it should be interesting. The story's
ready
not over
sing.
Yet.
Can they sing in the key of C? Guards.
He was fired on Wednesday by the Queen.
Yeah.
He was fired. He not only had his duties removed, which is unprecedented, he had his money removed. He had his yearly stipend removed by the Queen. And
so
the Queen was in consultation.
He's going to get a job in Harrods or something? What's he going to do?
Well, it's going to be interesting for him. He also had, she also was in consultation with Prince Charles over this the night before, which is also interesting. And Prince Charles has wanted Andrew booted for years because of the Epstein scandal. No, because of the Epstein scandal. Oh. He has felt for 4 or 5 years that this was damaging to the royal family.
But do they get along? Is the question, like the kids.
Do they get along? I don't think they get along that well. Andrew is not well liked. Andrew is difficult to get along with. He's not well liked generally. He's not even liked as a patron of his charity.
Arrogant dummy. He's a dummy.
It's not so much that he's a dummy. He is arrogant.
Mummy, I told you I was a good boy. Do you think that Charles was like kissing up to the Queen saying,
no,
I always knew it was no good.
Charles was looking out for the future of the firm, as they call themselves.
Yeah, family business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so that's, and by the way, Epstein is still dead, I think, right? Sheets still got stained.
Maybe.
And so on.
Who knows?
And those two, the guards, what are they going to do with the guards? They're under indictment.
They're going to talk. They want to tell their story.
Guards are in trouble.
Yes, they are. Okay, so let's go back to the list here a little bit. Number 9, the Mexicans who have sued Walmart. What? I know I shouldn't probably chuckle about this, but it seems rather strange. Whenever I see that anybody from Mexico taking exception to things that we do here, it sort of gives me pause to think, are they really that out of touch? But this is... So, I mean, the system allows them to do this. What's the outcome, though, will be the question, the outcome of this suit. Everybody familiar with the circumstances? Jennifer?
Well,
no.
I mean, I just say that the lawsuit is says they're suing because Walmart didn't take reasonable, necessary measures to protect its customers. What kind of measures? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what
need
do they
a machine
expect them
gun at the door of the Walmart. That's what you need. Keep the bad guys out.
On the roof with snipers.
So if that's the case, you can sue any store for not protecting its customers if something bad happens inside the store, right?
Of course you can, but the question is, can you sue successfully?
Ah, there's the question, and there's the rub. All right, number 8, healthcare reform, all kinds of things, immigration reform. What is going on with the wall? Anybody know what the latest status is? Nobody talks about the wall anymore, right? Is it getting funded? Is it money coming out of the Pentagon budget? Wasn't there some lawsuit to keep the money from coming from some source that Trump wanted to use?
You have a number of attorneys general around the country, and even ours here in Delaware, I guess because she's a Democrat, who have been suing over the wall, even if it doesn't affect them. I think what's notable that's being missed here is that ever since Trump had that head-to-head dust-up with Mexico, they're actually abiding by cracking down on illegal immigration, and illegal immigration is down about 39% right now.
Because Mexico's actually doing their job and not just letting people kind of flow in.
All right, so is that why the conversation has stopped?
No, I think it's still ongoing. The money has been allocated, so it's still allocated from the Pentagon. But I think there were some lawsuits trying to take that away. So there's probably a lot of court cases going on. But I know in San Diego, for instance, they're rebuilding a lot of pieces of wall that were crumbling, and that's kind of what they're working on right now in California.
The wall is crumbling. All right, film at 11. That's it. Just is, you know, when I think about the wall, Victoria, I think about that wall. Remember we walked when we were in Belfast in April, and we walked that wall. Every time I think about our wall here, I think about what we saw. Victoria and I and a few other talk radio folks took a trip to Ireland in April, and we walked the wall that now is more in the focus because of what's going on with Brexit. But I remember on one side. It seemed like there was promise, and it seemed like there was a lot of positivity. And then you look on the other side of the wall. We will never forget. The stuff that kind of comes when you build a wall. You think that it would be better in Belfast if there was no wall at all, or is that an example? Remember what happened when the wall came down at the Brandenburg Gate in Germany, in Berlin.
I think it would be better if there was no wall. There were very different messages written on that wall, because there were also people who were talking about love and unity and peace, and then there were the "we will never forget." So there were very different messages.
Yeah, they were.
You know, it was
prosperous
was a very,
on
was
one side, but not so
go.
Prosperous on the other side too. That was pretty obvious when you look around. This is the Talk Radio Review. We've got a focus now. This is something to review. How are you sleeping? Getting into fall, and it's getting into the Christmas season, lots of parties, people not getting as much rest. So when you do get your rest, you got to make sure it's quality. 30% off using the DJV code. So get 30% off the towels, 50% off some of the pillows, 60% off some of the other goods. Check it all out. Save lots of money. Get great gifts for Christmas at these amazing prices. DJV code at MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Talk Radio Countdown. KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition,
chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have 2 years Jones here along with lifer Rick. Victoria Jones. We just talked about how long some of us have lasted at various radio stations. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company in the District of Columbia. Rick Jensen, WDEL, in the District of Wilmington, Delaware. Here on the air, I'm Doug Steffen. The stories we're going through are the ones that are charted by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. They review talk radio programs, hosts, and stations that are doing the news talk thing. Number 7, a focus on our economy. It seems that the naysayers don't have it at the moment, as much as people are trying to see if they can denigrate the situation so it looks bad for Trump. This is one area. Whether he's really responsible for it or not, that may be the argument. He'll take credit for it, which is what every president does if the economy is good. But you see them running away from if the economy is bad. Oops, it's not my fault. I didn't do it. It was him.
Hey, I have a question for the panel here. What do you think the over-under is on this bill sponsored by two Republicans that says if you don't pass a bill in April for the budget, if you don't pass a spending bill in April, you don't get paid as a congressperson?
Good! Hooray!
I know, right?
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. That's true, but I'm wondering, okay, what's the over-under? And I'm thinking maybe those two would be the only ones to vote for it.
Isn't there this week there was a budget extension deal? Most people don't realize because of all the nonsense.
Yes.
I don't think it's been talked about very much this week, has it? With all the nonsense regarding impeachment, taking all the oxygen out of the rooms. So this is something that's important because it shows how these people, this is the focus that we don't have. And I say this to a lot of my brethren who spend so much time talking about this impeachment. We're not talking about the real workings. The wheels are coming off, and nobody's talking about the wheels coming off. The people in Congress are not doing their damn job. They're not passing. There hasn't been a budget for how long?
This was very difficult to negotiate. I know I'm defending, the indefensible, but it was very difficult to negotiate this. They were able to negotiate it. Yes, it's short term, but that was hard enough. And Trump signed it. And it wasn't at all clear that he would, and he did. So it's done. Yes, it's short term. No, we don't know if the next one's going to get done. But yes, the lights are on.
Yeah. Such nonsense. Here, all these people are getting all this money, and they don't do their job. One of the things with the impeachment hearing is that when it goes to the Senate, all those senators who are out on the road running, let's see, Warren, Kamala Harris, Old Man Winter in Vermont, let's see, who else? How many other? Are there any other senators? That's those three, right? Those people are going to have to go. They have to, when the hearings get to the Senate, they have to be there. They can't be on the road. It is required that they be there. So they'll have to put their campaigns on hold. Thus cometh Michael Bloomberg into the vacuum. These people can't be there, can't be running. And Michael Bloomberg runs in, says, "Here I am. Vote for me." What do we think of that scenario, Victoria?
Well, I'm not sure that he's going to gain that much momentum.
I know you you keep saying that. I think he is going to gain a lot of momentum.
I think Deval Patrick's going to be more attractive.
Oh, for God's sakes. Nobody even knows who he is. He was a terrible governor in Massachusetts. Why would anybody pay any attention to Deval Patrick? Please.
That's true. But look at Mayor Pete Buttigieg's numbers. 25% right now in New Hampshire. Yeah. And Iowa, for crying out loud. You got the Iowa caucus coming up, and he's nailing it.
New ideas. Well. Yeah, new faces, yeah, new ideas. People want that. 28 after on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJB. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJB code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Like home. Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's time for us to continue the review of the hot hits in talk radio, charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find these stories and the people list every single week. Talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. They're listening and we're learning about what's going on. We've had over the years a tradition. This program has actually been on the air for almost as long as Talkers has been in existence, 26, 27 years of talking about what people are talking about. Pretty cool, huh? We had this idea of doing, this is an idea, I give Casey credit for this, because when the the music countdown started in the early 70s, this became a big weekend deal. So when we all started the glorification of talk back in the 80s, and I started my national program in October of 88, and Michael Harrison started Talkers Magazine in 89. So this has been on, we started this program in 1990, 91, somewhere in there, and each week we've had an overview of the stories that are important. And interesting, when you go back over the lists, how common, depending, it's like a cycle. I guess you could expect that. Maybe we have that in our lives. How common, it's like the seasons, like the days we do our routine. And some of this stuff almost becomes routine. The impeachment, I'm sad to say, is becoming America's way or politicians' way of getting rid of people they don't like. Which, frankly, fairness to everybody who doesn't think there should be impeachment, I'm one of them. It's an abuse of power, abuse of the system. But more importantly, you're being abused because these phonies that are all over the impeachment thing, they're not doing their job. They can tell you they're doing their job, but they're supposed to represent you. How many districts, congressional districts in the country, do you think really want to see Trump impeached? Is there a number anywhere that is affixed to that? I'd be curious to know. Victoria Jones here with the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. McFadden's lurking around someplace. The business about who's doing a job, and maybe the second part, maybe Rick and Victoria, the second, the B underneath this is, why do people run for president? Do you think, or any public office, do you think they really want to serve? How many people, I was just thinking of Buttigieg, and what I think is an earnest attempt on his part, whether you like him or you don't, I think he really does want to serve or do good. I think some politicians want to. But if you look at that bunch of clowns on the stage this past week in the Democratic debate, how many of them do you really think want to serve you and serve the American people rather than serve themselves? Really? How many of them?
That's one or two or three.
That's
a good point. No, it's a good point. And to your question about constituencies, Adam Schiff, As I recall, he's such a weasel. But
Why is he a weasel?
Because he's not serving the people in his district unless you really hate Trump so much that that's all you talk about and think about.
Well, his job is to be chair of the intelligence committee.
No, his job is to serve the people in his district in Los Angeles who elected him.
He's also on the intelligence committee, and you are on committees when you're a member of Congress. That's part of your job, and he's chair of the Intelligence Committee.
I truly believe he was elected to do this. Here's why. When he was running for, he ran against a Republican who was very integral to the impeachment of Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Yes. And that was a big part of his campaign. Hey, we got to beat these guys. They're impeaching our guy, and go ahead and vote for me. So they did. Now, he's a lawyer. He has experience. He has led the impeachment of two federal judges, and I believe this is what he was elected for, not only by the Democrats who supported him in the party, but also by his constituency.
Really? Okay. McFadden, what do you think?
I think what happens here is, you can't win
so you have to cheat. And this is the way everybody cheats now, is if I can't beat you fair and square, I'm going to use my government to wrangle some kind of a deal where I get you impeached, thrown out. It's bullying. It's all it is. My son went to he's a sophomore in his high school, and he went to a Republican meeting the other day for the Republican club. Huh. And I said, how was it? And he said, it was fine. And I said, what did they talk about? And he's like, this and that and this and that and impeachment and everything. I was like, what'd they say? And he said, well, the guy running the Republican club said basically that the Republicans are defense lawyers and the Democrats are kids trying to get something out of their teachers. And I said, that's pretty close.
Really?
So congratulations to the Republican club. They got it.
All right, that's a good story.
I wish I could vote tomorrow. This is the. Do you know how much money Trump is raising? Do you know how much money on the days when they have
spend
the testimony?
$6 billion just in advertising alone in the next year. These people running for office. $6 billion.
The Democrats don't realize what a windfall this is for Trump's campaign. He raises about $500,000 a day on a regular day, just any other day when nothing's going on, right? On any day that there are impeachment hearings, they raised $3 million. And that's in small money.
Uh-huh. Well, remember when the Republicans used to use Hillary as the face of their fundraising campaigns. Any of these groups that wanted to raise dough, all they do is claim Hillary's going to do this or that or the other thing, and the money flew into the coffers. It becomes kind of...
And we're all tools. Every single one of us is a tool.
Of course. But that's why I go back to what I said a few minutes ago about who really is in there to serve the public good and necessity rather than serve themselves. You look at these people who run for office. They have campaign contributions coming in every day. They run events every week. There are plenty of people who have been in Congress who have told me, and maybe you, all of you, that they spent 40% of their time on the phone trying to raise money so they could get reelected. That's what they do. Have a fundraiser this week. Have a fundraiser next month. It's all about the money. And
look up the 60 Minutes piece where it shows all of the congressmen and senators taking a few hours out of every single day
to
walk around the corner to the DNC or the RNC fundraising headquarters, where they sit in a cubicle and they have a list of people that they need to call with a script, and every day they are required to do that.
Yeah, pretty sick. And then there's a story about a fellow who I knew when I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg in Northwest Ohio. He was our congressman, and fortunately he passed away while he was still sitting in Congress. He'd been unopposed, had been in 16 terms or something, and unopposed in 14 of them, but still... He had, every year, he had his fundraisers. When he died, this is a congressman, had $6.3 million in his campaign war chest, and the money went to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
Wow.
That's what happens when you get to the bottom line there. Of course, all these fundraisers that these politicians have, what do you think they do with the money?
Well, the fundraising that ends up going to family members, that is outrageous, and that is more common than we know.
It is. That's right. Yep.
You know what I want you to ask Stephen J.J. Wiseman later when you talk to him on the countdown?
All right, Richie, I'll make a note here. What do you want me to ask him?
I want to know, since Congress and Senate will not impose term limits on themselves, because obviously it's not in their best interest, is there any way that we can go through the judicial branch, or to how do we, the people, get the Senate and the Congress?
You got to have a constitutional convention and change the rules in the
because they won't do it themselves. We need to figure out a way to do it.
No, I think you'd find the cause. I'll ask him though. We'll see what.
There's got to be a way that we the people can sue to get term limits.
We the people on the Talk Radio Review. It's 43 past the hour. Here's a breakthrough in terms of technology. This is simple technology using a high concentration of collagen protein. The folks at Calitrin have come up with a way for you to defend yourself against you. That is, against your appetite, against all of the treats that you're going to have waved in front of you, starting next week at Thanksgiving and going through the Christmas parties, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day. Eat, eat, eat. Yum, yum, yum. Fat, fat, fat. So, what do we do to target those fat cells? That's what collagen does, the protein in your body that actually is the essential active ingredient in making healthy, lean muscle. Push out the fat, lose the weight. This is the most fabulous product. It works. It's easy. It's all natural. Take it every night before you go to bed. But you got to stay on the program, not to lose the weight. You can lose the weight, you know, over a three-month period. But if you want to keep it off, then you keep on the program to jumpstart the production of collagen in your own body. That's what you want. You made it when you were younger. Your body stops making it. But you introduce this as a supplement, and then your body starts making collagen again. Calitrin is the cat's meow. I say that for Victoria Jones' benefit because she loves cats. Lose weight the effective, honorable way. It is easy enough, but you got to stick with it. Every night you take the four capsules and then let it do its work on your body while you're asleep. Check it all out at Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin.com, America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off safely. Toploss.com or Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for a special deal and free shipping. You get the product and you use it well, and you'll be thanking me come next year when you look really swell. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV to get yourself onto the program. The overview, the weekend overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, comes from the folks that works down at Talkers Magazine. The charts for the week of November 18th to the 22nd in our focus. At number 10, that scandal everybody's talking about at the United Auto Workers Union. Number 9, the Mexicans sue Walmart. Shoot them up there. Number 8, what's going on with health care? The economy is the focus of number 7 on the countdown list. Mr. Trump reverses our policy on the West Bank. A lot of news and stuff coming out of Israel this week, and this is not the least of it. That's number 6. Number 5, the protesting in Iran. What, 100 people or more are dead? Prince Andrew and his foolishness with Jeffrey Epstein is number 4. The Hong Kong human rights fiasco is number 3. Presidential race in the debate this week, number 2. And those nasty impeachment hearings, number 1. This week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it works. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Doug Stephan here with a list of people on the Countdown number 10. This is Talkers Magazine reviewing and listing the people that are at the forefront of discussions, the top 10 topics, and the people that's usually related. Number 10, Benjamin Netanyahu. Henry Kissinger talking about him and other things regarding the Chinese. It's sort of a tie at 10. At number 9, Gary Jones and Vance Pearson. Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew at number 8. The various candidates for the Democratic nomination in 7 and 6 position. Some of the characters involved in the impeachment, Rudy Giuliani and Mike Pence on number 5. At slot number 4, Laura Cooper and Alexander Vindman. Number 3, Adam Schiff. Number 2, Gordon Sondland, Fiona Hill, and Donald Trump is the number 1, the most visible, most talked about person in News Talk Radio, as seems to be the case. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so I got a countdown extra here that I want to pursue with Victoria, especially, and with Rick. There's an announcement that thousands of pounds of salad have been recalled because of E. coli. I don't talk much about this stuff on this program because it doesn't usually make the top 10, but because this is so egregious and because I know kind of from whence I come as a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I know the basics of E. coli and Salmonella, Listeria, all the things that enter into you buying packaged salad fixins. And that's kind of, it can happen with anything, but mostly it happens with salads that aren't cleaned off well. They're put in these packages, they're sealed up, and so the stuff in there grows and festers, and then you open it up and it goes, oh, that smells. So, Victoria, how have you experienced this? I know you were interested in this big-time recall.
Yeah, it's creeping me out. It's creeping me out a lot. I do occasionally buy bagged salads because I can't be bothered to do all the washing myself.
A lot of people say that.
I'm at risk.
Yeah, you do. You put yourself at risk by doing it the lazy way. And so this is another reason for people to be going to their local green grocer, maybe, the farmer in the summertime is growing this stuff. You don't find any of these problems ever on the farms, the local farms. You just go and buy your stuff in the farmer's barn after he's out. You go pick it yourself. But this stuff, this is the new way of life in America. E. coli for everyone. Salmonella for everyone. Listeria for everyone. All right, so.
Well, unfortunately, Rick, it was only for 17 people, so I think it's really, really unfair. We do put
too much
trust.
To talk about it?
That only 17 people got it, and you say everybody should have it. Yeah, it's unfair only 17 did so far. But, and one was a 3-year-old. But here's the thing. We put too much trust into these stores, and we don't think about what we're actually putting into our bellies.
And to your mouth. Yep, you're right. Rick Jensen, Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday, Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go into the overview of top five technology stories. Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here. Victoria Keevan joins me. I'm Doug Steffen with the top five. I'll give you the number, give you a little bit of a little salt and pepper shaker of info, and Victoria will explain. For example, at number five, Airbnb in the focus. Here's a fabulous company, expanded very quickly, mm-hmm. and is suffering growing pains. Would you say that's an accurate statement?
A little bit, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So Airbnb announced this week new guidelines for its experiences program. Now, this is when you go onto the Airbnb site or the app, when you can look at the Airbnb listings themselves, places to stay, and then they have, underneath that, they have local guides and things to do, and then they have an experiences section. And that can be anything from outdoor skydiving, bungee jumping, ice climbing, high-altitude hikes, backcountry skiing, all the things that you can do in and around your Airbnb rental. And so because there have been some injuries and liability essentially is really what's at stake here. So Airbnb says that they're going to be they have a whole new guideline for the experiences program, and it's basically meant to improve safety and the quality of the program. And they say now that all the experiences have to be 100% verified with the company, and they're going to make sure that if you sign up for any of these activities, that everyone has a proof of permit and certification and license and all that stuff. Essentially, they should have done all of this to begin with, but like you said, Doug, it is some growing pains. They just expanded very quickly.
All right. Number four, Samsung's Star Wars-themed Galaxy Note 10 is making news because...
because it's probably the coolest phone I've ever seen, and I am a diehard iPhone fan, but if I were an Android fan, this is the phone that I would get. It's coming out, well, the Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, the movie, is coming out on December 20th, and so Samsung has announced the Star Wars-themed Galaxy Note 10 Plus. Now, the 10 Plus is the larger size of the Galaxy Note 10, and it's a tribute to Kylo Ren. They used his character as the inspiration. Goes on sale December 13th. It's a hefty price tag. It's $1,300, but the phone is amazing. It comes with a red lightsaber style S Pen. It's a black Note 10 Plus. It has a Star Wars First Order emblem on the back in black with red trim on the buttons and around the camera. It comes in a Kylo Ren themed box. You also get black Galaxy earbuds that have red inner casings, and it also comes with a Kylo Ren themed leather phone case. It is really, really cool. It's going to sell out, I'm sure. So Star Wars fans, get on it right away, and it's available for pre-order right now, but it doesn't hit stores until December 13th.
Number three, heading toward number one, Google.
Google Maps is in the news this week for a pretty cool reason, especially as vacation season kind of kicks up. So Google Maps app, the actual app, has, if you go into the app and you click on the menu in the top left corner, you'll see something that says your timeline. This is a feature that people haven't really used yet, but it's getting buzz now because people are discovering how cool it is. Essentially, what it's done is it's tracked every place that you've gone with your cell phone. And so if you've gone on vacation, and even if you popped into a little bookstore in Paris or a restaurant in Italy that you loved, it's all going to be right there. And so you can basically relive your vacation. And now the coolest part is you can share all of that with your friends and family. And that downloads immediately into their Google Maps app. So if they're also going on a vacation and friends say, hey, can you remember that little restaurant that you loved? It's all right there. And then it creates a map. And basically you're creating a tourist guide for your friends and family. It's really a cool feature.
Number two, speaking of cool, Hulu.
Hulu has now announced the second price hike of this year for its live TV monthly subscriptions. It's going up by $10 on December 18th. So now, if you've got the basic Hulu and the live TV plan, that means you have to sit through ads on the on-demand content. That goes from $45 up to $55 a month. And so if you want the no-ad feature, that's $61 a month. Hulu TV is actually building. It's got 28.5 million customers right now, paid subscribers. 2.7 million have the live TV. And so their biggest competition is Sling TV and DirecTV Now. But Hulu's definitely gaining on the competition.
Number one, this is, I don't know whether this is bad news, seems to continue for that Disney Plus channel.
Yeah, and you know what? This one actually doesn't really involve Disney Plus because customers are being they have been locked out of their account, and it has nothing to do with Disney Plus. It has everything to do with people not paying attention to warnings like don't use the same password for every online account. And what happened is hackers got your password, and then they applied it to Disney Plus, and they're locking people out of their accounts.
All right, there it is. Top five items from the world of technology that imply that you're interested in this, because I am. I hope everybody is. This is, what is it? 59 past the hour. That's what.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. The Secretary of the Navy has been fired over the case of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher.
The Pentagon says Navy Secretary Richard Spencer submitted his resignation at the request of Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who it says had lost trust and confidence in Spencer because of a lack of candor over conversations with the White House involving the handling of the SEAL case. President Trump tweeted last Thursday that he would not let the Navy take away Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher's Trident pin, which designates him a SEAL.
It's correspondent Ben Thomas. Esper had learned that Spencer's public and private positions differed on the Gallagher case. Spencer had wanted an internal Navy review of Gallagher to go forward while at the same time committing to restore Gallagher's rank and allowing him to retire with his Trident pin. When Esper recently asked, Spencer confirmed that he'd never informed the Defense Secretary about his private proposal. Another major milestone for the GOP-controlled Senate last week as it seeks to fulfill Leader Mitch McConnell's promise to leave no vacancy behind.
When the Senate confirmed Florida State Supreme Court Justices Robert Luck and Barbara Lagoa to the 11th Circuit last week, it flipped the court to a GOP-appointed majority. It's also happened to the 2nd and 3rd Circuit courts under President Trump. When it comes to confirmations, the president has an undaunted ally in McConnell, who concedes that any GOP-backed legislation could be undone after future elections. So, he says, doing good for the country means having constitutionally-minded judges on the federal courts. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Facilities in China's far west say that Beijing is calling training centers that were ordered to install guard towers, double-locked doors, and sweeping video surveillance to prevent escapes. Experts say the Chinese government's detained up to 1.8 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities for what it calls voluntary job training. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the three-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the three-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the three-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Two amateur British treasure hunters have been imprisoned for stealing a hoard of 1,100-year-old Anglo-Saxon coins and jewelry valued at millions of pounds.
Experts say the hoard, much of which is still missing, could shed new light on a period when Saxons were battling the Vikings for control of England. It was discovered in 2015 on farmland in central England by metal detectorists George Powell and Leighton Davis. They were convicted this week of failing to report the hoard as required by law. They tried to sell some of the bounty, and much has not been recovered. Prosecutor Kevin Hegarty says a find of immense archaeological, historical, and academic value has been lost to the nation. Powell was sentenced Friday to 10 years in prison and Davis to 8.5 years. Keith Peters reporting.
Billionaire Democrat Michael Bloomberg is now officially running for president. He joined the crowded Democratic field on Sunday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The American Medical Association is calling for an immediate ban on all electronic cigarettes and vaping devices.
The AMA cited the surge in teen e-cigarette use as the primary reason for its ban. The group also said the recent outbreak of lung illnesses linked to vaping shows how little is known about the health consequences. Most of those sickened said they vaped THC, the high-inducing ingredient, in marijuana, not nicotine. The policy singles out e-cigarette and vaping products not approved to help people quit smoking, but none have been approved yet for that use by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The group adopted the sweeping stance at a recent policymaking meeting in San Diego. It aims to lobby for laws, regulations, or legal action to achieve a ban, but the industry is sure and most assuredly will fight back. You can check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power for all your people.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Department of Health and Human Services proposed a new rule that would lift restrictions on grants for faith-based adoption agencies that do not affirm same-sex marriage. This proposed rule is clearly in the best interest for children and upholds religious freedom.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open this time with the Bing Crosby Show and his special guest, Dick Powell. Later, it's a Thanksgiving episode of The Great Gildersleeve. At the time this next show aired, Dick Powell was busy starring as radio detective Richard Diamond, a role he got after appearing as Philip Marlowe in the 1944 motion picture, Murder, My Sweet. Prior to working in that film, he had primarily been known as a big screen song and dance man. Powell actually began his showbiz career singing for various orchestras, and then in 1933 showed up in multiple Hollywood musicals, including Footlight Parade, 42nd Street, and Gold Diggers of 1933. Well, 17 years later, Powell got a chance to return to his roots when he stopped by the Bing Crosby Show in this episode from the evening of November 8th of 1950.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guest, Dick Powell. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my distinguished pleasure to present his honor, Judge Bing Crosby.
Back here. What's this judge business?
Well, Bing, you are a judge.
What do you mean?
Well, I just read in Esquire that you're a judge in the Miss 1951 Esquire Calendar Girl contest.
Oh, that's right. Gosh, for a minute there you had me frightened. I thought maybe Mr. Truman had appointed me to the Supreme Court or something.
Now, why would Mr. Truman do that?
I don't know. Why does he do a lot of things? Of course, if the president wants to put me in the Supreme Court, I'm ready. I'll go.
No. Wait, just a minute, Bing. No, you can't leave Esquire in the lurch like
that. Oh, they're all right. They got some really sharp judges for their calendar contest, Ken. They got Fred Waring, Kay Kaiser, Eddie Cantor, Rudy Valley, other gay blades from the halcyon days of the crystal set.
Why didn't Esquire get some college men for judges?
Rudy Valley's still in college. He's Fred Waring's still living in a frat house at the University of Pennsylvania. And Kay Kaiser's a professor at North Carolina U.
That's you all, sir.
Right, you all. Yeah. I'm not yet out of college, really.
Really?
I still owe a little for tuition up at Gonzaga. I haven't been around.
Say, come to think of it, Bing, didn't you study law in college?
No, not exactly, Ken. But I did spend about 6 months as an office boy for a lawyer in Spokane.
Well, then you were studying law.
No. This lawyer defended me in a case, and I was working out the fee.
Well, would you care to tell us about this little legal difficulty you were in?
Well, don't build it up into a whole big Dreyfus case or something. It wasn't anything so serious as all that, Ken. You see, my brother Everett got a little printing set for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And the very first things he printed were some very reasonable facsimiles of United Cigar Store coupons.
Sort of a Mr. 880, huh?
Everett was just a kid then. We called him Mr. 440. That was his actual weight at the time, incidentally.
But if Everett was doing the printing, why were you apprehended?
Oh, gee, I was just carried away by Everett's artistry, and one day I sent 700 of his bogus coupons in for a ukulele.
And what happened?
About a week later, there was a knock on the door. I flung it open eagerly to reveal a man standing there with a bright, shiny ukulele in his hand. I thrust my chubby little arms out to receive it. He slapped the bracelets on me.
Mm-hmm. What happened to Everett?
He got a job with United Cigar Stores making coupons. Here's a number which is being brought back right now, being revived. Sort of a chanson nostalgique maritime. Something like that. I saw the harbor lights. They only told me we were parting. Those same old harbor lights that once brought you to me. I watched the harbor lights. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to tender nights beside the silvery sea. I long to hold you near and to kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering some other harbor lights will steal your love.
other harbor lights will steal your love from me.
Thank you, Ziggy Elman, for that fine cornet interlude. Lovely. Well, let us turn now from the harbor lights to the spotlight and flash it on the familiar features of an old pal, an arrival in the baritone brigade, a handsome young man who switched from crooning to the drama, and thereby established himself as one of Flickertown's most versatile stars. We all know him as Richard Diamond, the popular private eye of radio, and in films he is currently co-starring with his lovely wife, June Allison, in MGM's Right Cross. Dick Powell, take a bow.
Just a minute there, Crosby. That was a very nice introduction, and I sure got a kick out of everybody applauding. But I got a confession to make.
What's that?
I'm not Dick Powell.
Oh, now, come on, Dick. Who are you kidding?
No, really, really, Mr. Crosby. Let me explain. Have you ever seen those ads for Autolite batteries that show a picture of a movie star and right beside it a picture of someone who looks like him?
Well, sure. I know those Autolite ads. Two pictures of people who look alike. Which one is really Gene Turney? Which one is really Joan? Which one is Betty Hutton?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I appeared in one called Which One is Really Dick Powell?
Well, I'll be double darned.
I'm Otis P. Buttram of Mishawaka, Indiana.
Well, Otis, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Mm. Why, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, it's this way. Your brother Everett had a little trouble with hiring Dick Powell.
It sounds possible.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Powell wanted $5,000, so Everett called me.
And what are you getting?
4,000 United Cigar coupons.
Well, you're certainly dealing with the right man, Buttram.
Well, I'm not so sure, no. On the coupons Everett gave me, United is spelled Y-O-U-N-I-T-E-D.
Well, Ev's a printer. He's no speller. He's pure printer.
You know, Mr. Crosby, it's funny. You were never in one of those Autolite ads.
Well, I'm willing, Odie. I'm ready, but they just can't find anybody who looks like me.
Well, they haven't looked very hard because right there in Mishawaka's, there's a fellow who's a dead ringer for you.
Who's that?
Chester Babcock.
That's so.
One of the nicest old codgers in town.
Oh, well.
Now, Chet's in the dog food business.
Yes?
He manufactures ARF dog food.
ARF dog food?
Yeah. ARF's the food your dog can ask for by
now. Oh, now you... Hey, that's ingenious, eh? Sounds like a remarkable product.
Oh, it is. It is. Comes in four delicious flavors. Meat, liver, cheese, and strained custard. That's for the older dog.
Well, you know, Mr. Buttram, I find this terribly interesting and very engrossing, but I still can't believe you're not Dick Powell, honestly.
Oh, you know that's what everybody says. I want to tell you, it's mighty annoying being continually mistaken for somebody else.
I know just how you feel. There's not a day goes by, but some old dog doesn't come up, lick my hand and say, well, if it ain't Chet Babcock. And thanks for straining that custard.
It's terrible, the things that happen to me.
I can't imagine.
No, it's awful. It's awful. I don't mind strangers, people I meet on the street, but it's my wife who pesters me something awful.
Yeah.
Every night when I come home from the dog food factory.
Oh, you work for Chet at the ARF factory, don't you?
Yeah. I'm head liver grinder.
Go hold him on.
Yeah. Every night when I come home all splattered with liver, my wife looks at me and says, well, if it ain't Dick Powell, a movie star.
Freckled up with liver, you must look like Godfrey. Huh?
No, not to Stella. You know, the minute I get home, before I can even get my head in a wash basin, she starts saying, well, she says, if it ain't Richard Diamond, a radio detective.
Oh, I see.
How many crooks did you catch in the liver grinder today? I start to wash up, and she goes right on, well, Dick Powell, what are you doing here in Mishawaka?
Oh, Lord.
I thought you lived in Hollywood. Why don't we have a swimming pool? Why don't you get a radio program? Yeah. Why don't you get me back pictures?
Oh, this is real rough, Odie. I can see what's going on.
Oh, but I got a way of stopping that old battle axe. I'll look her right in the eye and holler, yeah, and why don't I get myself a pretty young wife like June Allison? Boy. Boy, that sure drives her to the beauty parlor.
You can't win, can you?
It's the Bing Crosby Show on Win Radio Was, and we'll be right back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to the Bing Crosby Show on Win Radio Was.
But you be careful now, Woody. I think I detect a wild look in your eye there. Your wife better watch your step. One of these days you'll be grinding up something else besides liver.
Oh, no, no, no. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't run her through the grinder. But I'd sure like to run her through the labeling machine sometime.
You're talking, Odie.
I'd like to paste that big red and white ARF label right on her big fat kisser.
Let's see her bark through that, huh? Odie, where'd you meet your wife, anyway?
Oh, she was a label licker in the factory before they put the machine in.
Well, you know, a label... Hey. We have titillated Mr. Cole. Almost beyond endurance. She's a label licker, huh?
Yeah,
label licker. She's bound to have a nasty tongue.
Oh.
I must... This is a fugitive from the Hope Show.
Yeah.
Well, I sympathize with you, Audie. I really have to sympathize with him. Won't you remember one thing? You know, looking like Dick Powell isn't too bad. Believe me, things could be a lot worse.
What do you mean?
You could look like Bob Hope, yeah.
Well, if I look like Bob Hope, Stella wouldn't have married me in the first place.
Well, it's been nice meeting
there, you.
You know. Yeah. It's been nice meeting you. It's been real grim, Odie.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
It's been jolly. I mean it. But I do wish the real Dick Powell had dropped in tonight.
Well, there you go. Now you're talking like Stella.
You got me wrong. I don't mean to offend you in any way, Otis. It's, I was just sort of hoping, you know, that Dick would be here so we could sing 400 or 500 songs together.
Oh, that boy's got a wonderful voice.
Odie.
Hmm?
Come here.
Yeah?
Had a wonderful voice.
What do you mean, had?
Boy doesn't have it anymore, Odie. Pipes have gone.
The boat sailed, huh?
Aloha.
How did this happen?
Happens, just happens to most singers. Time takes its toll, you know. They just don't hold up.
Really?
Certainly. I want to tell you something else. This is between you and me, Odie. I'm lucky. Very few singers have the reserve voice that I have.
Oh, you mean your son, Gary?
Nope. I mean that at all, but now that you mention it, yes.
Of course, Mr. Crosby, this is none of my business, but I think it's very nice of you to talk. I don't think it's very nice of you to talk behind somebody's back. Want me to read that again?
Yeah, give it a nice,
right.
Fresh cheer.
Of course, Mr. Crosby, this is none of my business, but I don't think it's very nice of you to talk behind somebody's back.
Oh, I don't think I'm talking behind anybody's back, Dickie boy.
Oh, the masqueraders. You know, I can't get out of this accent now.
Sounds just like Ray Ellis down in New Albany. No, I knew you was Dick Powell. I knowed it all the time.
I can't understand that. I thought it took off the part real well.
Well, you took off your part fine. You done good. You really did. You done good, but you just didn't fool me at all.
No, you're doing it. I'm a pretty good actor, you know.
Fine actor, yes, you are.
Of course, my pipes are gone.
No. Not at all. Right today, you sing as well as you ever did.
I resent that.
Oh, you're so modest. You're just being modest. Tell you what, Dick, let's hit a tune right here. What do you say?
What do you got in mind?
Well, I thought we might sing Simple Melody.
Well, which part do I take, yours or Gary's?
You sing... You sing Gary's part.
Thanks, Daddy.
All right. John Scott, Simple Melody, please.
I want to play some simple melody like my mother sang to me. One with a good old-fashioned harmony. Play some simple melody. Musical demon sat behind us a dream, and won't you play me some rag and change that classical drag to some sweet, beautiful rag. And when the music is choppy and you play it from copy, you'll get all my applause. And that's just simply because I want to listen to rag. A musical demon set to lay some simple melody, some melody, and change that classical
like my mother sang
to some sweet, beautiful rag. And when the music is choppy and
the good old-fashioned,
you'll get all my
harmony.
And that's just
play
simply because
some simple melody.
I want to listen to rag.
Now can I have $45 to go to the movies?
You're not Gary anymore.
No, fine, Dad. The minute I mention money, he doesn't want to play anymore.
Say, Dick, you know that Irving Berlin wrote Simple Melody way, way back in the days before you and I ever dreamed we'd be in show business.
Well, it certainly made a big comeback.
All the good ones always do, Dick. And incidentally, you've been associated with a lot of great songs that are about ready for another ride. I wonder if you remember this one.
I'll see.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded
Avenue while you are here. So am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view.
Show club. Huh? Because, of course, we can't use it for Phil Tanner. We'll go down to Gary Seller, huh? Say, Dick, here's another one. You must remember this when you were the dream boy over there at Warner Brothers Musicals. See if you remember this one.
You must have been a beautiful baby.
Oh, yeah.
You must have been a wonderful child.
Naturally.
When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I'll bet you drove the little girls wild. Then, when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judges' eyes as they handed you the prize. I'll bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now.
You know, I didn't think I'd get that high one.
Oh,
today.
You were never any trouble. Mm.
Have we got time for another tune?
Oh, huh? Time. We're loaded with time. Sing all you want, Dick.
I wonder if Buddy Cole would give me a little Jeepers Creepers.
Buddy Ball.
Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those peepers?
Oh, Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those eyes?
Gosh, oh, get up. How'd they get so little?
Gosh, oh, get up.
Bum, 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 bum.
How'd they get that size? Oh, golly gee.
When you turn those heaters on,
woe is me.
Got to put my cheaters on.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes?
Say, Ben, you remember Lullaby of Broadway from Gold Diggers of 1935?
Well, I remember the tune, but I can't remember 1935 very well.
Who wants to?
I think it goes something like this, Dick. Check me if I'm wrong.
Come on along and listen to the Lullaby of Broadway, the hip-hooray and ballet, Lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train, the rattle of the taxi, the daffodils who entertain, that Angelo's and Maxie. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn.
Good night, baby. Milkman's on his way.
Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Listen to the lullaby.
On Lullaby. Great, though, Rich, and thanks a million. Huh?
Oh, thanks. Hey, wait a minute. What? Thanks a million. Now, there's a tune.
See, right? Just like we planned, it works out. You just keep talking. You got it.
Thanks a million. A million thanks to you for everything that love. million dreams come true. And so I'm saying thanks a million to
I just forgot. Here's a lovely French tune that has been reached our shores recently. Johnny Mercer wrote an English lyric to it.
Very pretty,
I think.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, those sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Thank you very much. Now, that's our closer for tonight. Before raking up the autumn leaves that are fluttering up the stage here, I would like to thank Otis J. Buttram and Dick Powell for joining us here in San Francisco tonight.
Enjoyed it a lot, Bing.
Good night, Dick.
Good night, Harry. Good night.
Good night, Otis. Good night, folks.
From November 8th, 1950. At the time, not only was Dick Powell starring on radio as Richard Diamond, private detective, but he was still doing motion picture work. For example, he starred as a sports reporter in the boxing film Right Cross, alongside Ricardo Montalban as the prize fighter, and Powell's real-life wife, June Allison, as the woman they are both in love with. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, it's a Thanksgiving episode of The Great Gildersleeve, right after this break.
Unforgettable, that's what you are.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection, now available at musicrewind.com.
A very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. Born a
Order Nat King Cole 100 Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for four CDs. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code KING99.
Why, it's almost like being in love. It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Enjoy 100 of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, such as Too Young, Ramblin' Rose, Orange Colored Sky, For Sentimental Reasons, A Blossom Fell, and many more. All for the amazingly low price of $22.98 for four CDs. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code KING99 to save on shipping.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. Remember promo code KING99 for bonus savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What are some things you can do to improve the hunting on your property? I'll share in just a moment.
Attention, whitetail hunters. Finally, an opportunity to match your bow hunting skills against fellow hunters. Divided into 14 regions, solo and three-person teams compete to harvest the biggest buck in their region. Qualify for the 2020 North American Whitetail Championships in Kansas and a chance to win $50,000. Runs this September through January. Register today at NAWTC.com. NAWTC.com.
One of the things you can do to improve your hunting property is make it hunt bigger. How? Make it thicker, and in the rut, the bucks will have to search for does, and this will keep them on your property longer. If you have a big field, break it up. Make a buck have to check several small food plots rather than one large field. Learn more about this topic and many more at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. It's time for a Thanksgiving-themed episode of The Great Gildersleeve, the long-running NBC comedy program which launched back in August of 1941, a spinoff of Fibber McGee and Molly. The first Thanksgiving show was just 3 months later, and it found Gildy inviting some soldiers to dinner. This was just a few weeks before the United States had entered the Second World War, following the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Well, we now present the second Gildersleeve Thanksgiving. It aired just prior to the one-year anniversary of that day of infamy. In addition to star Harold Perry, it will feature the following cast. Lorraine Tuttle as Marjorie, Walter Tetley as Leroy, Lillian Randolph as Bertie, with Verna Felton as Miss Fitch, and Earl Ross as Judge Hooker. It's from November 22, 1942.
The Kraft Cheese Company, who also bring you Bing Crosby every Thursday night, present each week at this time Harold Perry as the Great Gildersleeve, written by John Wheaton. Well, let's get on to the Great Gildersleeve, who's been putting in a busy Saturday morning down at the water department, trying to clear his desk of all the odds and ends that have piled up there. As we join him now, we find him almost down to the blotter and feeling pretty good about it.
Action, yes, action. That's the keynote today, Miss Fitch.
And you have accomplished a great deal this morning, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yes, sir. Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today.
I try not to.
Procrastination is the thief of time.
There's a letter here.
Time and tide wait for no man.
This woman wrote in 2 weeks ago.
For want of a nail, the shoe was lost, Miss Fitch. Action, that's the thing, action.
Mr. Gildersleeve, are you going to answer this woman's letter?
What does she want?
Action.
Be sure. Well, let's see the letter.
She says she wrote in 2 weeks ago and never got an answer.
Oh, yes, I remember this. Take an answer. Dear madam, in reply to your recent letter regarding a meal in your bathtub, we wish to thank you for calling this to our attention. After a thorough investigation of the matter, we wish to report that it would have been impossible for the said eel to have gained access to your tub through the faucet. All our water is carefully filtered, and furthermore, standard plumbing fixtures are too small to accommodate an eel of the dimensions you describe. We can only suggest that the creature either crawled up the drain, in which event your attorney should get in touch with the Department of Public Works, not us. Or possibly it was placed in your tub by an enemy. Failing which, we'd advise a closer check on your friends. Very truly yours, Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, Water Commissioner. You got that?
Yes, Mr. Gildersleeve.
That ought to hold her. What's next?
Well, I don't know whether you want to do anything about this.
Let's have it. Action, Miss Fitch. Let's clear the decks here.
Very well.
This is no time for bottlenecks. Do it now. Strike while the iron is hot. Come, come, come. What have you got there?
A 6-month reminder from your dentist.
Well, suppose you put that in the deferred file.
That's where it came from.
You're a hard woman, Miss Fitch. All right, call up the dentist and make an appointment for Monday.
Good.
For Leroy. Come on, let's get on here. Time's a-wasting. Have you got the application for my bee gas ration?
Yes, it's right here.
Oh, I must remember to get that in this afternoon.
It's all filled out. All you have to do is sign it.
I better check it over. Let's see here. It says, occupational use of the vehicle. If vehicle is used for driving between home and fixed place of work in the principal occupation as stated in items 4 and 6 above, answer all questions in part A below. If vehicle is used in the performance of the principal occupation stated in items 4 and 6 above... Oh, brother, I'll take your word for it, Miss Fitch.
You also have to get the signatures of any person sharing the ride with you.
Oh, well, Judge Hooker is my share of the rider, but he isn't speaking to me. He can darn well sign, though.
I understand very few people are going to get the bee rations.
Oh, I'll get one, all right. After all, I'm a city official.
Yes, but have you heard who's head of the ration board now?
It doesn't make any difference. Who?
Judge Hooker.
Judge Hooker. Oh, my goodness. If Hooker will find some technicality, maybe I better invite the old goat to Thanksgiving dinner after all.
That might soften him up a little.
Certainly. He couldn't accept a man's hospitality and then trick him out of his B card, could he?
I don't recall that the application form covers that.
No, I didn't think so. Quiet. Here comes the old sourball now. Well, hello there, Judge.
When does the bus leave, Gildersleeve?
The bus leaves whenever you're ready, Judgey.
I'm ready now.
Be right with you. Can't keep a customer waiting, can we, Miss Fitch? I'll get my hat and coat.
Mr. Gildersleeve, you're not forgetting.
Oh, yes. Thank you. While you're waiting, Judge, Miss Fitch has an application blank there that requires your signature. A mere formality, you know.
What's this?
Just to show that I'm sharing my car with you.
Oh, so you're applying for a bee ration book, huh?
Aren't we all? Give the judge a pen, Miss Fitch. Here, use mine. It's a self-filler. I think you'll like it. There, that's it.
There you are.
Thank you, Judge. Well, see you Monday, Miss Fitch. By the way, Horace, I meant to ask you before. I hope you'll give us the pleasure of dining with us as usual on Thursday.
I thought you'd forgotten all about Thanksgiving.
Not at all. Thanksgiving wouldn't be Thanksgiving without you, Horace. You know that.
Leroy, now while I set this.
I feel like a sissy in this fool outfit.
This is the kind of clothes the Pilgrims wore. And they were no sissies.
Yeah, but they didn't have to wear them in front of a whole auditorium full of people.
Stand still, will you, before I jab you with this pin.
Oh!
I told you you'd get stuck. I think you're going to look real cute when I get this down.
That's just what I'm afraid of. That's what the whole school is going to think.
Leroy, will you stand still?
It wouldn't have been so bad if I was Miles Standish. I'd get to wear a helmet. But John Alden, that panty waist. I'm lucky the teacher didn't make me play Priscilla.
I don't see why you feel that way. John Alden is a hero. Remember, it's John Alden who gets the girl.
Yeah, Ethel Hammerschlag, he can have her.
You're listening to The Great Gildersleeve on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
A Cascade favorite holiday tradition, Thomasine's A Celtic Christmas, returns to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, December 21st, filled with Celtic singing.
Holy Christmas, I
music, dancing, and stories. It's a night of joy, laughter, and the giving spirit of the season that is great for the whole family. Get tickets today at CascadeTheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Welcome back to the Great Gildersleeve on When Radio Was.
Hello, Uncle Mort.
Well, hello, Marjorie. And Leroy.
Hello.
Well, look at our little pilgrim.
Hey, Mort, can't I take this off now?
No, wait till I get it pinned.
Do you know your lines yet, young man?
Some of them.
Well, it's about time. You've been rehearsing that part for a month.
I've been trying to get out of it for a month.
That's no attitude to take. The courtship of Miles Standish is great literature. This is the forest primeval, the murmuring pines and the hills.
That's Evangeline, Uncle Mort.
Well, that's good, too. Let's hear you recite that speech you were having trouble with last night, Leroy.
No, I don't want to.
Come on now. I want to see if you learned it.
Well, some other time, Uncle.
No, right now. I'd like to hear it. We both would. Wouldn't we, Marjorie?
We'd love to.
No, I won't do it. Not if she's going to listen.
Young man, you'll recite that speech or you'll go right upstairs to your room.
Okay.
We're waiting.
Let's see. Pretty Mistress Priscilla turned out of that theater to shoot the one who though absent yet
loves thee with a noble and undying passion. Go back and try it again.
Do I have to?
Yes. If you don't keep at it, you'll never learn the part.
If I don't learn the part, maybe we won't have to do it.
You'll do it or I'll know the reason why. Come on now, once more.
Pretty Mistress Priscilla. I can't say it.
You're not trying. Pretty Mistress Priscilla. You got me doing it.
Excuse me.
Oh, Bertie, I want to talk to you. Leroy, you go up to your room and practice.
Darn old Miles Standish anyway.
Quiet, you. Bertie, I've invited Judge Hooker to Thanksgiving dinner. So that'll mean one more.
That'll mean five more.
If what?
Yes, I hope you don't mind, Uncle Mort. I invited four of the boys from Camp Fuller.
Oh, well, fine. The more, the merrier. Thanksgiving isn't Thanksgiving unless there are plenty around to enjoy the turkey.
Speaking of turkey, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yes, Bertie?
You wouldn't want to buy a chance on one, would you, I don't suppose?
What do you mean, Bertie?
Well, the ladies at my church is holding the turkey raffle.
Again? All right, I'll buy a chance. How much are they?
25 cents. That's for one.
One chance. There you are. There's a quarter.
Thank you. Of course, if you used to buy two chances, it stands to reason you'd have twice as good a chance.
No getting around that, Bertie. All right, I'll take two.
Mr. Gildersleeve, you're making no mistake. Turkey's awful expensive this year.
Yes, I know, Bertie.
48 cents a pound at day one grocery.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. So if even you used to buy three chances, you'd still be ahead.
Sold, Bertie. Make it three.
Yes. Let's see now. How many is it going to be for dinner?
Well, there's Marjorie and Leroy and Judge Hooker and Mrs. Ransom and the four soldiers and you, Bertie. That makes nine.
And you, that makes 12.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
That's going to take a big turkey.
Well, maybe we should order one right away and ask him to hold it for us.
Well, let's wait and see how this raffle comes out first, Marjorie. We don't want to be stuck with two turkeys, you know.
Of course, they've sold quite a lot of chances on it, and you've only got three.
Bertie, if you can guarantee I'll get the turkey, I'll take five chances.
Well, I can't promise nothing, but my cousin's doing the drawing.
I'll take five.
Well, that'd be a dollar and a quarter.
That's right. Well, here's another dollar.
That's quite a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
A dollar and a quarter will buy a lot of things.
Don't I know it.
If you would like to take a couple more chances just to protect your investment.
You get out of here, Bertie, before you ruin me. I got to get down to the ration board. That crowd. Pardon me. Could somebody tell me whether this is where you get B ration books?
No, this is where you don't get them.
Yeah, wise guy. Madam, would you mind?
You can't shove in here.
I'm not trying to shove in.
End of the line.
I've been waiting here since 2 o'clock and you come trying to shove in.
Yeah.
Madam, I was merely trying to ask a civil question.
End of the line, Bert.
Just a minute. Who do you think you're pushing?
Well, who do you think you're pushing?
Why, George, if you weren't wearing glasses...
Well, I'll take them off. There.
You look worse. Put them back on.
What's the fuss?
He tried to shove in ahead of me.
I did not.
He did, too, and he squeezed my hand.
Oh! Now, look here, my good woman.
We'll have to ask for order here, my friend. Why don't you just take your place in the line?
I'm trying to find out whether this is the right line. I've come for my B ration book.
Oh, you've come for it, huh?
Yes. I have my application right here.
You and 100 million others.
What? Young man, evidently you don't know who I am. I happen to be Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, and I have to do a lot of driving.
Where to?
Well, out to the reservoir.
The reservoir? What for?
See if there's anything in it.
Yeah? Listen, brother, if we gave a ration book to everybody who wants to drive out to the reservoir for a little necking in the moonlight...
I don't do any necking in the moonlight.
Oh, you like it in the dark.
Yeah.
No!
And I didn't come here to be insulted by underlings.
End of the line, bud.
Yes, end of the line.
Judge, I want you to tell this young whippersnapper here where he gets off.
Well, now, Gildy.
He has the nerve to tell me I'm not entitled to a B ration book.
Well, he may be right, Gildy. You're only sharing the ride with one person.
You can't throw those technicalities at me, Hooker. You're the share of my rider. You signed this application yourself.
I know that, Gildy. As a share of the rider, I'd be delighted to see you get your ration book. But as a ration official, I couldn't possibly pass this application. My conscience wouldn't allow it.
All right, Judge. As a ration official, you needn't bother to come to Thanksgiving dinner. And as a share of the rider, from now on, you can walk.
End of the line.
Oh, you can have your old line.
From November 22nd, 1942, the first half of the Thanksgiving episode of The Great Gildersleeve. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Harold Perry played Gildy, and he was joined by original niece Marjorie actress, a then 35-year-old Lorene Tuttle, with her brother Leroy voiced by Walter Tetley, actually 27 at the time. I'm Greg Bell, and the role of Gildersleeve's secretary, Miss Finch, was handled by prolific radio and cartoon voice actress Verna Felton. My question this time is about her. Do you recall the name of the character that she played on the 1950s television sitcom December Bride, as well as its spinoff, Pete and Gladys? I'll provide the answer, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Through tales of ancient curses and international spies, through mysteries featuring men of title and creatures of the night, Tom Conway gives voice to Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's clever creation, Sherlock Holmes, in Radio Spirit's 8-CD set, Q for Murder.
Come along, Watson. Oh, another little bit of local superstition I forgot to mention. They say that the corpses of people who died here of the plague sometimes come to life and wander about the house.
Holmes, we shouldn't talk like that.
And that's Nigel Bruce, of course, giving voice to the steadfast Dr. Watson.
Mr. Holmes, am I mad? Tell me, am I mad? Or am I cursed by some fearful family taint?
All that I can tell you at the moment, Count Romagny, is that the priest was not mistaken when he said the devil had been at work here.
Q for Murder includes 16 episodes of danger, daring, and deduction, and even brings you a dramatic showdown between Holmes and his notorious nemesis.
Moriarty, for once I intend to take the law into my own hands. I can forgive a criminal, or a forger, a thief, or even a murderer, but a traitor is something else.
Sherlock Holmes' Q for Murder is regularly $31.95. But today, when Radio Was listeners, it's only $19.95. That's more than 35% off. Plus, get free shipping. Get yours at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HOLMES77.
You wouldn't dare. You who have always stood on the side of the law.
Have you ever known me to break my word?
I assure you, Moriarty, that unless you consent to turn over von Schelling to us, together with any information you have for him, you will be dead by the time I count 10. And I promise you that Watson won't hesitate either.
Yeah, you bet I won't, Holmes.
Take your choice, Moriarty. One.
Order Q for Murder today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HOLMES77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What are some things you can do to improve the hunting on your property? I'll share in just a moment.
Attention, whitetail hunters. Finally, an opportunity to match your bow hunting skills against fellow hunters. Divided into 14 regions, solo and three-person teams compete to harvest the biggest buck in their region. Qualify for the 2020 North American Whitetail Championships in Kansas and a chance to win $50,000. Runs this September through January. Register today at NAWTC.com. NAWTC.com.
One of the things you can do to improve your hunting property is make it hunt bigger. How? Make it thicker, and in the rut, the bucks will have to search for does, and this will keep them on your property longer. If you have a big field, break it up. Make a buck have to check several small food plots rather than one large field. Learn more about this topic and many more at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break I was talking about radio, television, and cartoon voice actress Verna Felton. I mentioned she played a supporting role on the 1950s TV sitcom December Bride, as well as its spinoff Pete and Gladys. The character's name was Hilda Crocker. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember, though, to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.